episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
My bung, dickweed.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about...
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Peter Johnson. We'd like you to cut some lines for us that we can cart up and use.
They're lines that we're going to use for difficult listeners.
Eat my bone, dickweed. Bite my left nipple, asswipe. Smell my hog, queer bait.
I'm going to pass out.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
All right.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why'd you don't know this fellow book?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, as we sat on the tarmac last night at LaGuardia for nearly an hour,
yes,
I myself felt better because I knew that Bill Hochberg was our co-pilot, son of God.
There was a statue of him on the dashboard of the plane. Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Does a plane have a dashboard?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stout.
Uh-huh.
How about you? And all the ships at sea, all they need is one dozen dildos.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah.
Fist yourself, pimple ass.
Hello, Peter.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Coming to you once again today from our home studios
of WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. New episode here on
Thursday,
May 3rd. Just had to stop and reorient myself for a second. I was like, what day of the week is it and where are we?
Right.
Been a bit of a whirlwind the last couple of weeks.
Right, but we'll be at home for a couple of days
until our next trip, which is next week. And now with the Don and Mike world premiere, let me start the show by playing for you the brand new, never before heard promotional announcement for our Las Vegas style show next Friday night in Portland, Maine, starring Pete Johnson.
Yeah!
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. Here's our staff announcer to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson. You may know me as the wacky engineer from the Don and Mike show. Do you like breath? How about some nice, fresh cooter? Would you get a flash looking at some gash and joint? Don and Mike on their Las Vegas-style show. The raunchy fun happens Friday, May 11th at the Fable State Theater in Portland, Maine. You gotta be 21 to get in. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Like DNA, like B&B, come to the show. Condoms optional. For the Don and Mike show, I'm Pete Johnson.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
Now go F yourself.
Don't miss it.
Well, there it is, the world premiere.
Yeah.
I knew what it would sound like. I still liked it. I was still surprised.
Pete. I don't know if anybody's come to, either going to come to the show based on that announcement.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But we do love having Pete. And of course, we today have all of the Pete tapes in our little instant replay machine. We will try not to OD on them.
Absolutely.
Today. Okay, well, I promise we'll try not to.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Oh, dear, Peter. And I like saying that every time. Peter.
We'll just save them for appropriate moments in the show.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
You know, it's not like you're going to play them completely at random for no apparent reason.
No.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
I do want to start today's show. I do want to ask everybody something. And this is a serious question. That tonight, according to the newspaper and everything else I'm seeing, it's the biggest night in the history of the world, the biggest night since Jesus, piled the rocks off him and stood up and said, hey, I'm back.
I'm back from the dead.
This is it. Tonight, Survivor. I didn't even realize it. It's the last Survivor.
Right. Yeah, this is the two-hour finale where they're going to vote the final person off.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're down to three. We're down to Colby and, Keith.
And Tina.
And Tina.
Right.
With her wonderful jugs. You know, last year when Survivor was on,
her wonderful fake jugs, are you sure of that now? Because she's lost so much weight and the jugs stayed exactly the same size.
Wouldn't know that unless you could actually see her nude.
I was just, because they all got, more than the last one, they got so emaciated on this one. Mm-hmm. And she was particularly skinny. And you look at me and you see the she's skin and bones and then, wow.
Well, regardless if they're fake or if they're real, those are the three people. And I was thinking that last year, when everybody was really into Survivor, I know that we would spend an hour the day after each episode discussing what happened.
Right.
We were all excited when it came down to the very end. We were talking about having a party. We were all going to get together and watch the last episode.
And we were fully turgid.
And now, frankly, we're flaccid.
Didn't we do a Las Vegas-style show the night of the last Survivor?
And we had a big screen TV.
I mean, we actually tailored the Las Vegas-style show around the TV so people could watch the last, see who got voted off.
Yeah, and now it's like nothing. And I don't know if we're missing the boat because, according to the crap I'm reading here, it's the biggest television show in the history of television.
They'll get a big number, but yeah. I don't think it's as big as the last one.
Right, but generally, wouldn't you agree that most people are like us? You watch it if it's on.
Right.
But it's not like last year, like your life has been planned around making sure that you're home on the night that it's on so that you'll see it first and you'll be able to talk about it with your friends.
Well, I've watched it enough to know that the three worst human beings are the three that are left. And so I really don't root for any one of them. And that has taken the luster off for me. I for a while there, I thought it was Tina who was the sweetest, and then she turned out to be a snake like all the other ones. And Keith and Colby, they might as well, I'd like to see somebody just throw them into a crocodile pit.
See, I've not even been watching it enough to really know enough about the personnel. I just know Tina has big jugs.
Yes,
she's older. I know that Keith is a cook who can't cook rice.
And then
Colby's just the a-hole with the state of Texas flag who won all the immunity challenges.
You got it. That's all you need to
That's
know.
It.
Right. That's all you need to know. I guess the chef has shown moments where he's not a bad guy.
Right.
More than the other two. And Tina always plays the role of being the good person, but in fact, she is pretty much one of the smartest players and most cutthroat players on the on the show.
But didn't it seem like last year they had a lot more a-holes on the show? I mean, you had Sue with the thing, if you were drowning, if you were dying of thirst, mm-hmm. I wouldn't give you any wine. Of course, you had, the big fat homo, the naked homo, Richard Hatch, who everybody hated.
I hate to sound like a mouthpiece for CBS, for their promotional department, but you got that really good stuff from Sue. at the very end, because I think one of the things we can look forward to is that they give the jury, the people that have been voted off, a chance to have a final say.
Yeah, but
and is there anybody you had a particular problem with? So you're going to get some tension on that one.
But Sue was big and dykey throughout the entire show. I mean, these people really built personalities as each episode continued. And
well, Marilyn, the lady that we liked, the singer, yeah, they voted her off early on.
Yeah, so. Right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are into it. I don't know. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi.
I think you are missing the boat just a little bit on this year's Survivor. I think it's been great.
All right. Well, it would not be the first time that the stupidity of the American people has once again amazed me.
I have been drawn back to it simply because I wanted to see that guy Colby get voted off. Mm-hmm. And it got me
a-hole.
Well, it got me mad, but it makes me mad every week when he wins the immunity challenges.
Just tell me this. Do you like it as much as you liked it last year?
Yes.
Are you as excited this year as you were last year?
Well, I think it's pretty cool that they're actually going to reveal the winner on live TV. None of the survivors know who won yet.
All right.
To do that, the last 15 minutes of the two-hour show tonight.
All right, there's one guy out there who's into it, right? Yeah, wink, wink, yeah. They don't know who's won already.
Right.
Keep believing that. All right, thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
And I just want to say, I've been listening to you guys for years. I think you're terrific. And yesterday, I thought the sexual foot fetish gig was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
The what? Your phone was breaking up.
Oh, the foot thing.
The foot thing. It was absolutely hilarious. I'm driving down the freeway. I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. I thought it was terrific. I wanted to let you guys know that.
Well, thank you.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
All right. You like
Thanks
that, too.
Guys.
Thank you. How could you not love Pete Johnson?
Hi, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, man?
Hi, we're doing great. You know what we got to do?
Fun.
We got to get a picture of Pete Johnson up on a website so people could see. I mean, I know you get a sense of the guy from his voice, but really it's like Joe Paterno from Penn State.
Just go to PSU.com. It'll be fine.
It's Joe Paterno meets Floyd the Barber.
And a plaid shirt, because I don't think either of them have ever worn a plaid shirt, so you have to put him in a plaid shirt.
And kind of the teeth of Vince Lombardi.
With just a little Eugene Levy thrown in there.
Yeah. You know what he looks like? Not like Eugene Levy, but like a Eugene Levy character.
Right.
Not like a good-looking Eugene Levy.
Like Eugene Levy.
Eugene.
With makeup to
kiss my left ball, dimwit.
If you can imagine,
I don't know what it is about his voice. I can't stop laughing when I hear that guy say something.
If there was an engineer character on SCTV,
right,
would be Pete Johnson.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Okay, hi, I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Hey, man, I disagree. I didn't see last year's Survivor.
Hold on. How could you not have seen last year's?
I didn't see it. I was working so much, and this year, man, I planned everything around it.
All right. Thank you.
I am totally into it. And I think Colby's going to end up winning, but we'll see.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Now, the early rumor was that Tina was going to win?
Well, you think about it this way. Keith is maybe the least popular of the three remaining. That leaves Tina and Colby. Now, among the jury, I think Tina is going to be more popular than Colby, which is why I think Tina will be the ultimate winner.
Because Colby's such a swinging dick, and he won all the immunity challenges.
Right.
If Elizabeth had won the immunity challenge last week, she would have been the clear winner.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, she would have done, and she said that at the end of that show. I guess I am into it.
I guess you are.
I'm more into it than I should
be. I'm not as passionate as I was last year, but, we followed it this far. I want to see it through.
Yeah, but that's maybe I'm the one with the problem, because I'm not even followed it. I had to look in the paper. I didn't realize
that it was a two-hour episode.
Well, I found it out yesterday that it was the end, but I didn't even know who the last three people were.
And it's amazing to me because, I mean, you stay on top of all that stuff and you've lost interest.
Yeah, except I'm bored with it.
And hello, Don Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
The show that I haven't logged a nanosecond with in the last 3 months is The Millionaire Show.
Right.
I don't watch that at all.
You know why? Because you are under the age of 50.
Right.
Right.
It's so dull.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike Buzz, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I don't think you're missing anything, but I'm along with Don here.
I am one of the few that didn't watch it last year, and I'm one of the few that didn't watch it this year, just to prove a point that it was totally a fad last year, and it's going to fade out as fast as it came in. And just by listening to you, Don, it kind of reassures me of that.
I do think it's a fad, and that it's kind of petered out.
Somebody saw, some people said color TV was just a fad.
No, that's Don's dad.
The numbers for Survivor, while they're not as great as they were last year, they're still beating the crap out of everything else on TV, though.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
What?
I hate Survivor.
Okay.
I didn't watch it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't watched it this year.
Okay, listen, I just want to say, I don't believe the people who are calling and saying that they didn't watch it last year, because last year was a phenomenon.
Everybody.
You had to get sucked into it last year.
Yeah, but
I did not buy into it.
Tell it.
And it's the reason I stopped watching CBS in the morning.
Okay.
I get tired of the interviews.
You know, he's doing something you've done before. You don't have to watch something to hate it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
That's right. And I'm fascinated by the fact... I'm fascinated that he watched the CBS morning show until they started covering Survivor. Then
Hello.
He stopped.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wanting to say I really hate this year. Last year's was 100 times better because these people have no personality. None of them are funny except for that guy, Jeff. And they're just incredibly boring, and they're not as smart or clever.
Which one is Jeff?
I'm not sure.
You mean the host?
No.
Christ, someone should throw him off a cliff, that host. There would be an outside.
A pretty little blonde boy who was Southern. He at least had some biting wit.
What do you think about the fact that they've got so many good-looking people on this year?
They're boring.
You know what, Mike? Mm-hmm. I think that's a mistake, too, now that you bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that last year you had maybe one or two hot girls.
Right.
But even Colleen, when she had the scabs on her leg and stuff.
Sure, she got gross.
Yeah. I mean, I think for Survivor to work that you need fewer model types and more like Kmart shoppers. You know
right.
what I mean?
I agree.
Right. What, Rob?
I gave Rob a look that just spoke my thoughts.
I think what would be good is if we just put the entire WJFK sales staff in the aisle. And it could be men and women, but that would be a good distribution, don't you?
Why not bunnies?
Hello, John and Mike show.
Rabbits?
Yeah. Don't wait me, like Playboy bunnies?
How about one team, like the Cooter Tribe is Playboy Bunnies, and the Ass Tribe is Penthouse Pets.
The Punta.
And Hustler Honeys.
The lovely Punta. And the challenge, one of the challenges could be, if you did it like that with the Penthouse Girls, could be, who could pee the longest?
Be the Puddle Tribe.
Sure. That's all they do now in Penthouse Magazine, the girls taking leaks.
And Bob Guccione would have the immunity challenge every week.
Hello?
You'd need it.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're coming in loud and clear, ma'am.
Is this Don and Mike?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Yes, hi.
I didn't know I was on because I'm not listening to the radio and I'm not getting any feedback. So I wasn't sure that I was on. Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Tickle the Duke.
Okay, here's my question. How much J-O-ing is too much J-O-ing?
Never enough. Why? Why would you ask?
Well, because I'm curious. I am just wondering. I think it's a valid question. You guys talk about it an awful lot.
Ron, I'm having trouble hearing her. Can you translate a little bit?
Are you talking?
I can.
Yeah, all right.
Would you say it again, ma'am? And I'll repeat it just after. Pretend I'm in a small box in the corner of your screen. Go
Very
ahead.
Good.
Okay.
Get out of it!
All right, I'm not playing anymore. Love the show.
All right, hold on. I'll give you a chance here. Hold on. I'll give you a chance. Wait a minute. Give you a chance. Are you talking about you J-O-ing?
No.
Your husband or boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
How much?
Now, listen,
I just want to point out, Buzz and I are trying to have a conversation with this girl.
I understand.
Mike is taking Rob on to do his bah-bah-bah-bah.
I am indeed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
How often does he J-O?
Probably 3 to 4 times a week.
Oh,
and we
please.
Have a really healthy sex life, too.
Well, if it doesn't impair your sex life, what do you care?
3 to 4 times a week is nothing, honey.
It's not?
No.
Well, I'm thinking, what's the matter with me? Why?
It's just different.
All right, I'm going to try to walk you through this while the sound effects continue behind me. Maybe there is something wrong with you, but I think even a guy who's with a beautiful girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every once in a while.
Are you happy, ma'am?
Every once in a while, the guy just feels the nerve. It feels the need to, to touch his
thing,
to get his nerve endings going.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you?
For all watching.
Making fun of me. I'm out of here.
Oh no. Stay.
Please no.
One person's making fun of you, and one person's taking him on. Two people are actually trying to listen to you.
The two sensitive guys are listening.
I love Buzz's voice too. I'm a real voice kind of person, and I love.
Oh well, thanks. I was being nice to you, but now you
now see you've lost one of us.
Go ahead, Rob.
How do you like this voice?
Yeah. No wonder he's J-O-ing all the time. It's you. The problem is you.
Okay. Thanks for the help, guys.
It's all you.
Just guessing. You talking bad, man?
Oh, see you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Hey, she's my friend.
Oh, I tried to be your friend.
Well,
boy, you turned on her quick, Don.
Sure did, Mike.
I sure did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio gurus.
Hi there.
I was just calling, long-time listener, and like many listeners, I'm very hard to please. And I've been listening to the Pete Johnson bumpers, and I know that Dennis has done some, and Timmy O'Bibinay, and nothing has made me laugh and pee my pants.
Yep, great. Well, I'm glad you're hard to please, and you like that. Thank you.
Yes, very concerning. And Peter, Dr. Peter, has really made me laugh. I just want to thank you for that.
Douchebag.
Right. Everybody like, you know, this is a new find, really. We're going to work Pete Johnson like a Clydesdale.
You know what we're going to do, though? We're going to burn him out real fast.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those good burnouts where it burns out and then it just lingers a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yes, I've never watched Survivor.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I mean, you're saying nobody. The only thing I know about Survivor is what you told, what I've heard on the radio.
And for quite some time, all I knew about it is what you told me.
I just find it hard to believe. I mean, maybe this year you've never watched it. You didn't watch it once last year?
Not one time. And the only way I know what Richard looked like is because he was on the cover of that, you know, lifestyle, you know, some magazine or whatever.
You know, I have gone away on vacations where I haven't kept up with, you know, the contemporary pop culture of the day, and you come back and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this happened. I would imagine people that had vacation-type lifestyles might not give a rat's ass what the, you know, what the network television.
Oh, but this guy doesn't have a vacation-type lifestyle.
That's where I don't. I don't have it. I just never got into it. I bought into the the one with the white trash and Mandy or whatever.
Big Brother.
No, Temptation Island was Mandy.
Oh, right.
That was riveting.
No, listen, I applaud. Right,
okay.
I don't believe you, but I applaud what you're doing.
Oh, no.
And listen, I've done it myself quite a few times. There's a fad or there's a trend, and usually I like to be the first to jump on, and then I love being the first to jump off. And when I jump off, I normally do what this guy does.
Right.
I normally say, I never liked it. I never watched it. I was never into it. But the problem is, you know, I did watch Survivor last year, and I was into it last year.
Like me with CSI.
Well, like the second one?
Yeah.
I only saw it just because it was on right after the Super Bowl. Just for a brief moment, and then we come.
Right. All right, well, you're more educated and more evolved than the rest of us. Congratulations.
Oh.
You're not missing anything. You're really not. I mean, whether you watch it or not, you're not missing anything.
You live.
I just don't believe it, that you've never seen it.
I couldn't even tell you what it, Colleen or any of those. Oh, I couldn't tell
Colleen,
you.
Colleen, oh, please. Get at it. Come on.
I think we've heard quite enough about your viewing habits.
I love Don and Mike show.
Is he calling for Temptation Island 2?
What?
I'm calling for the auditions for Temptation Island 2.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
There's our producer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey. Hi, Tom.
Hey, you guys want to get on the air?
It's Tom Gamble. Oh, are you doing your cable access show?
Closer than my peeps, you ought to leave me, baby.
Now, you know, Tom does a cable access radio show.
Is this the cable access show he's doing in his bedroom, though?
I don't know. Hey, Tom? Hey, Tom? Tom?
Hello.
Are you doing a real radio show now, or are you doing a cable show?
I'm doing a real radio station now.
Really? What cable channel is it on?
It's on TV. It's on channel 37.
Buzz, turn on channel 37 and see if you can pull up the Tom Gavin show.
I'm there.
You got to hold on. Let Buzz turn the TV up. Let me hear it on the Buzz's TV. Buzz, you got it there? Buzz, you got sound? I heard it for a second.
Delay?
What?
You think Tom has any delay?
No. Hey, Tom?
What?
Say something on the radio now while you're on the telephone with us.
I'm just doing a...
Tom?
Do what I can do.
All right, stop the record. Just stop the record for a second. Stop the record, Tom.
Hello.
All right, say something else on the radio so we know you're on the radio.
This is WEBR Fairfax Radio on internet. On the internet, we're on channel 37 and also Comcast channel 27. You're listening to the Tom Gavin Show here.
Hey, Tom, could you put us on the air?
You are on the air.
Oh, we're on the air right now with you, Tom?
We're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi. Tom, why don't you announce to your listeners who's on with you?
My listeners is Don and Mike, Buzz, Charlie, and Robbie and Lisa.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Tom, listen.
Hello?
Here you go, Tom. Listen to this.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
he went right back to the record. I love you on the simulcast.
Oh, it's great.
Hey, if anybody's listening out there,
go Bob on my knob.
Tom doesn't like it when we use the profanity on his show.
No, Tom has gone back to the record. Tom, are you still on the phone?
Tom?
No,
he hung up.
Oh, boy. I guess he was bored with his radio show today.
Buzz, I'm going to take a couple more calls. Or leave it on. I want to hear Tom do his next break. Because after all, he did break format to stop the record right in the middle.
And he heard a little Pete Johnson, and then he hung up on us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
See if you can guess why I'll be tripping in over the furniture and into the walls and mumbling, Lonnie's a bad mother, Lonnie's a bad mother tonight.
See if we can guess what?
Why I'll be tripping over the furniture and mumbling, Lonnie's a bad
mother. Oh, my God, you are beyond drunk. How much have you had to drink?
My $500 came in the mail for winning the Secret Sound.
Oh, so you, what, did you spend it all on booze?
Yes.
So you're drunk right now?
I'm flying on the Grey Goose.
Oh, he's flying on the Grey Goose. Well, yeah. You know, what can I say? That's the best vodka in the world.
Hey, Buzz, now that I got the money, you got weed? Hey, listen, I'm going to make a toast to every contestant that ever called up and said, guest stapler.
It's so funny, our winners just get loaded and celebrating.
What was the secret sound you guessed?
It was the child protective cap on an aspirin bottle coming off after a heavy night of drinking.
So when you got the check in the mail, did you immediately start drinking?
Yeah, I'm usually an absolute vodka man, but in your honor, I went to try Great Goose, and I love it.
Are you drinking? Hold on, let me hear what Tom's doing.
Just did a segue. He's just rocking and rolling.
Tom Gavin playing the best mix.
Yeah, he got a great... Great music here
on his cable access show. Buzz, keep it there for us for a second so we can keep monitoring Tom while we talk to the drunk guy. Are you drinking the Grey Goose straight up, or did you add anything to it?
I'm trying it with ice, and I usually have an ice pick, which is iced tea and some sweetener and vodka.
Oh wow, that sounds like an interesting beverage.
So how long have you been drinking today?
Since I could get to the liquor store and then get home.
Oh, God. How much of your $500 that you won did you spend on vodka?
Well, I got a nice big bottle. It's more expensive than what I'm used to spending and drinking.
All right, so you got a big bottle of it. That gives you plenty left over.
It's upper shelf.
Upper shelf.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Some people say upper shelf.
I'd like to say thank you.
Oh, well, listen, thank you, and we're very glad that you got the money and you're spending it.
I tell you, this call is thanks enough. This has been a wonderful phone call.
I told my wife I won $200 on the radio.
I've got it so you pocketed $300.
I had to.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. You know, if only all of our listeners could be that nice and that thoughtful.
Boy, that makes me feel good that one of our winners is getting that much pleasure out of his winnings. I think that's great.
And don't you think it's about time the Grey Goose people started sending me some of that stuff with all the free advertising I give them?
Well, you know, I think there are two companies that get a tremendous amount of advertising on this show.
Oh, Jameson's Whiskey?
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, Tom, call us back. I think he got mad because we played the Pete Johnson tape and he hung up.
I wonder how often he does talk, though. You know,
Well, one time when he was on, didn't he tell us that like he's real strictly formatted?
I think they get mad at him when he does something like that and
stops the record.
You know, Bob on my knob. That would have been significant.
Did you hear all the feedback when he stopped the record?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the song.
Oh, is this the end?
It over? Let me see if he's calling back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No. Hello, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom?
Uh-huh.
This isn't... Oh.
Hello?
Tom?
Yeah.
This isn't Tom Gavin.
This is.
Pardon me?
This is.
No, you're not Tom Gavin. Stop it.
I had to hang up.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's out of work, Bob, up in Portland, Maine.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Good, I'm a future winner.
Oh, you're drunk too?
Well, I'm out of work.
What do you normally do, Bob?
I do some advertising.
Advertising.
But I was laid off. But so I'm an avid listener and wanted to welcome you to Portland when you get here.
I hope you come out to the show.
I'm gonna.
See you next Friday.
Thanks.
You know, this is not too confusing right now. If anybody's just gotten into their car and they're wondering why we're listening to this music, which sounds like it's coming through a speaker.
Can anyone identify the artist? Sounds like a kind of a southern rock.
Is it Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Not sure.
Where's Broyhill? He'd probably know. This is right in his wheelhouse.
Fire up the double wide, mama. Mamo.
Oh, what's he doing? He's on the air. He's playing this record again.
He's talking? He's playing that song again.
Yeah.
Is he going to sing with it?
Now what is there, Buzz? Just dead air?
Dead air.
Okay, hold on.
See if he talks. Dead air, Tom.
Tom, say something on your cable access show.
Tom Gavin. Tom? Now, something's bleeding over there.
Is he talking on the microphone?
Hey! All right.
You know what? I bet he... Is he singing?
Yeah. Well, he's got good taste. This is one of my all-time favorites.
I think he probably figured out that he had played the Shaggy record already.
Right.
And he stopped and put another jam on. Think it's the album version?
Hope so.
It kicks in right here.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he say?
I think he said 9,700.
What did he say, Rob?
What did he say?
I believe he said, here's Jimi Hendrix.
Did he?
He said, here's Jimi Hendrix.
I believe so.
Jimi Hendrix.
Can you read the label? It's Deep Purple.
Can you read the label? That's funny.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Is this Tom?
Very sick.
Hi, Tom.
This is Major Bill.
Hey, Tom. Hi, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is not Jimi Hendrix.
Hey, Tom. I got it either on the radio here.
Right.
Or I got it here on his telephone.
Tom.
Tom.
We got to get him to sing along on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Tom Gavin.
Tom. Tom.
Got to get this on the radio.
This is on the radio, on our radio.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know. Tom.
There we go. He'll sing this.
Well, he didn't sing the hook. Hey, Tom. Tom.
Hey, hello.
Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom, how come you don't sing along on the radio?
Hello.
Tom, sing along on the radio.
If you sing along on the radio, we'll...
He just hung up. Oh. Tom, call us back. Tom?
I love Tom Gavin. I really do.
Totally unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen.
Really? Totally unscripted.
No kidding.
I just love Tom Gavin.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I'm Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. What do you want?
Listen, man.
What?
Yeah, I was wondering,
Oh, come on.
Shoot my left ball, dimwit.
Get out of here. No. Tom, call us back. What happened, Rob? I had the mics out of program. Oh. Yeah, you know what? Tom couldn't hear us.
Oh, bummer.
When I was talking to him.
Can we reach him over at the radio station?
You think he answers the request line?
Here we go. I just like that guitar riff right there. It's my favorite part of the song.
This is a long song, though. I don't want to sit through this whole goddamn song just to hear Tom. I don't think he's calling back. Well, we missed our opportunity to do the simulcast with him. Hi, here's our engineer, Wendell. Hi, Wendell.
Hey, Tom must be in an excellent mood today. I got some acapella time in my voice now today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want
to
hear it?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if this is him calling in. Then I'd love to hear it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Tom.
What, bud?
Hey, listen, I didn't have the mics in program when you were calling a second ago. Why don't you start singing along with the record on the radio?
On your show. Do it on your show, and we'll play it on our show.
Oh, you
open the microphone and sing, and I'm playing your radio on our radio.
We just want to hear you singing along with the record on your show. Can you do that?
Yeah, don't say nothing.
All right, don't worry, just sing. Just sing.
Is he on?
Hey, no. Hey, Tom? Tom?
What?
Turn on your microphone while you do it.
Yeah, do it on the air.
Hey, Tom?
What?
Say something on the radio. Say something on the radio. We won't say anything. Just do a break. Go ahead.
This is Fairfax Radio.
AM 1290 FM.
What was that?
I don't know.
Tom?
Hey, Tom, what did you do there?
Nothing.
Are you on the air now?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll sing.
one of the other songs.
Are we on the air?
No. They told me I can't do it.
Oh, so right now, people who are listening to you on cable radio, they're not
here. You go.
He's playing this again. Now, Tom, sing along to this one loud on your radio show.
Okay.
All right. Then we'll just listen to it.
They told him he can't put us on the air. So all you heard on his show was the one-sided conversation.
Right, like he was talking to voices.
Well, right. Like that's unusual, we'll feedback.
Right on.
You get to hear a unique perspective. You get to hear the behind the scenes.
Right.
And what it actually sounds like on the air.
Tom Gavin behind the music.
You're an angel. You're a darling baby.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Tom. Hey, Tom. Take this record off. I hate this record. Play something else.
Play something rock and roll. Just stop it.
You're a queen and a soul, you should be treated.
Hey, Tom, what? You got any Gap Band?
The Gap Band.
Yeah, play some Gap Band, Tom. Just stop this record right now and put on another record.
Don't put us on the air with you, but just stop the record
and play some Gap Band.
And say you're sick of this, you got to play something else.
Say it's a Flush the Format Thursday.
94.5.
He did it.
He did.
He did it.
Now he's going to maybe put some Gap Band on.
Okay.
Give the call letters, Tom.
But he can't. I don't think he can hear us.
Boy, he loves that song.
Yeah, he does. Hey, Tom.
What?
Take this song off. I hate this song.
Play like the Gap Band, Tom.
Hey, Tom, play Smoke on the Water again.
Yeah, all right, that's good.
Just take this record off and play Smoke on the Water again.
I'm going to.
He's what? Going to.
Okay.
I'm going to.
All right, I'm
going to
just be quiet now and listen to you on your radio show. Stop this record right now, though.
Stop.
Doing. What are you playing now?
Country?
No, don't play that. Play Smoke on the Water again. Or the Gap Band.
The Gap Band?
Yeah. Just stop this record right now. No one wants to hear this.
Kind of goes into his own world.
Yeah.
Tom, are you listening to us?
Yeah.
Tom, okay, stop this record now.
Direct order, stop this record. Tom?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Stop this record right now. Stop it on the air. Tom?
Skynyrd.
Tom? Hey, Tom.
I'm doing it.
What?
I'm doing it.
Stop the other record right now. Stop the one that's playing.
Just hit the stop button. Tom?
There you go.
Right. Four.
Wow.
There you go.
Let us get on.
Tom Gavin Show.
Good segue. Hey, Tom. Tom. Did he just hang up?
No.
Tom.
No,
he's... Keep on turning.
He's singing along to the music. Hey, Wendell, he really left an answering machine message on you that was totally singing a cappella?
He wrote a song about me and sang it into my voicemail.
All right, well.
All right, give me your voicemail. Or write it down. What do I have to do to get your voicemail? Just dial the business line? I call business line? You would do your pressy thing off the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Wendell's now getting his voicemail. Now, Buzz is, has his hand up in the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you they have rotating graphics on this TV channel that carries his radio station.
WKFK Business.
And among other things, it says he plays rock and metal and a little country. And it says if you're lucky, Tom might sing along.
Ah, good.
Messages, enter 5. Review old
message. We're going to hear Wendell's message from Tom Gavin now.
You have one old message to review. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
The message is...
Wendell Hall is the number one engineer. Wendell Hall, you're number one engineer. How do you go? Do you say, Wendell Hall, you're number one?
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Mike, Don and Mike. You're cool. Yeah. You're good. Yeah, you're back. Yeah, you're good.
You got this in your voicemail.
How you doing?
I'm thinking about sending it off the jam.
Nice to meet you. How you doing, Whitey? This is number two. Nice to meet you. To check next.
Okay, that was worth it.
Thank you, Wendell.
And now he's just jamming the Skinner. Playing his air game.
Do I hear him screaming, or is that Leonard Skinner?
I think it's Skinner.
Okay, all right, I'm getting a headache. Get out
there. Oh, man.
Show's out of control today. It really is. I swear to friggin' God it is.
That's a good thing.
Okay. So thank you, Tom Gavin. Thank you for the calls about Survivor. And, of course, Pete Johnson, thank you.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Okay. Yeah, you got it. Time for a call 100 right now.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, and Ron just pulled out the Sam Lipton tape.
Oh, my God. That'll be the final headache.
Oh, she is a dream.
It's not rewound.
Sorry.
It's got to be recued.
All right.
All right, play it out of the break. Now call 100.
All right.
At 877-365-3636. Call 100 gets a chance to win the money you heard. This money can change people's lives, man.
Absolutely. You'll go from drinking Absolut to Grey Goose.
Be the 100th caller now for the secret sound and good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I love Frida for her beautiful voice. You gotta see that woman. I wish she'd get a divorce.
Sam Lipton.
You gotta see her, cause she is a dream. And when she calls him boo boo, stop man, cause Don is the king.
Oh. That was Sam Lipton, and I play this one now for Tom Gavin. It all comes full circle.
Discussing places and wet things. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Neill.
I do call 100.
All right.
Tip you away some dough. Hello, Don. Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, call 100. What's your name?
Great, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you from?
Ocean City.
Beautiful. 96 Rock. We'll be there in 2 weeks.
All right.
2 weeks will be in Ocean City, Maryland. You won the Blockbuster prize pack. Stop by your local Blockbuster before June 15th to donate a used G or PG rated VHS movie to the Vario Library at Children's Hospital, and you'll get a free Blockbuster rental while supplies last.
Fantastic.
Now you play for $500 with Secret Sound number 4, Common Everyday Sound. Give us the sound, you'll win the money, you can buy booze, you can get drunk. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Freddie Mercury.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was all girls.
Well, it was, and then I just decided to do Freddie Mercury. Would you like a girl?
Well, you had a theme week going on.
Did I do the Helen Reddy yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, what was the other woman that we were going to do? I completely forgot. We were talking on the streets of New York as far as what woman. He's going to jot it down for me right now. And then I'll tell you, Don.
You'll be surprised. Oh,
sorry to slow the show down.
That's okay. You got it?
Shania.
Oh, Shania, yes.
Shania, well, why did you have to write it down when you just said Shania?
He normally writes differently, and I had trouble reading it.
I apologize. I was thinking that you were going to surprise us, but you announce it before you do it, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Okay, so I will be doing...
Shania.
No, I will be doing Tammy Wynette.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
The common everyday sound. And when you were singing this in the car the other day, as a matter of fact. If we do give away the money, it's courtesy Main Street Title.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah! For $500, what's that sound?
Oh, I have no idea. A can opener.
A can, you know, no, but not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
I gave it my best effort.
Read into that what you will.
Really, that could be a hint, ladies and gentlemen.
Or not. Not a bad guess. And thank you for listening. And don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Yes, you're talking to us. Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you? This is Dan from Reno.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, I gave you guys the Saddle Tramp CD when you did your show out here. I wondered if you'd had a chance to listen to it.
I listened to both sides.
No, as a matter of fact, we do get handed a ton of CDs when we go out of town. Rob, is this the one that I gave you to do the edit on? Yeah.
Rob and I both listened to A and B.
I love the B side. Great flip. No, yeah, we'll have it. It required some editing, as you can imagine, sir, so we'll have it for you tomorrow.
This guy's band did a song that said, you put the CU in Toledo in country. So I want to play it on the show, but we have to beep out every time they sing, you put the
CU
in country. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, but we're going to play that on the show tomorrow.
Oh, great.
All right, it's your big shot at the big time tomorrow on the show.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's a funny idea. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jim. How y'all?
Hi, Jim. We're doing great, thanks.
I'm South Carolina. I hadn't heard you in a while. It's good to hear your voice.
It's a shock you're calling us from South Carolina.
It's good to be back on down there in that little station they have right off the road, the gravel road. Which one we own?
I can't hear you. I mean, I don't get you on wherever it is. Where are you?
Well, then, are you calling a radio show that you're not listening to?
I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's so nice.
We're on in South Carolina.
Where?
I think it's W-F-R-Y-E.
No. W-F-I-S.
I don't even know where it is. That's not even on my spectrum.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, the reason I called, I need a new hat.
What kind of hat you need?
I need a new hat from you guys. My old one wore out.
Yeah, hold on. I got a message for you. Hold on here.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Did he hang up?
Say that again.
No, he's still there. Is that a chicken?
No, that's Coco. He's barking at something. I don't know what he's barking at. I'm out on the front.
Hey, well, you know what? You should get very close to him and say, I love you, Coco.
You know, Mike.
You want me to dog hair my belly button? Is that it?
If you would like a, you can't hear the show right now. You say?
No, I just know y'all usually have a caller 100.
You know what? I'll give you a prize. I'm going to put you on with a guy named Pete Johnson. Mike and I are going to go off and do the show. Thank you for listening.
All right, bye bye.
Hold on a moment, please.
Eat my bung. Open wide.
That's a rerun.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Why did you give us
some more, baby?
What's your name?
Coco.
No, what's not, dumbass?
Y'all must be in New York. I haven't heard the show in a while, and I...
Why are you bothering the boy?
Hello? Oh, and then he hangs up.
Grab my crank, nose hair.
Go, Bob. On my knob, ass munch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. All right, I'm going to try one more call. Hello, Don and Mike. It's out. Look at the phones are delayed out.
What's happened?
Who delayed it? Did you hit the delay by accident?
No.
You hit it, Lisa? Hey, did one of the dummies... Why would one of the dummies upstairs... delay out the phone call?
We hadn't said anything out of the ordinary.
I don't think so. Well, somebody check on that. Well, now we can't even take phone calls because they keep hitting the delay upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the delay is back.
Hmm.
Why did they delay out? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
There seems to be some sort of technical malfunction.
There you go. Phones are back. Phones are operating.
No.
Why?
Oh, you think?
Maybe. Could
no. No, no, no. Listen, the rule is, Rob thinks maybe because the redneck thought that he wasn't on the air.
Yeah.
But if a guy calls us up on the request line,
right, that's
we can certainly, within FCC guidelines, say, hold on a sec.
No, that's not the rule.
Oh, I'm just,
you don't know the rule.
I'm kidding.
Why you?
Hello, Don and Mike show. You.
No.
You.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hi.
Don and Mike?
Yes. Why do you insist on trying my patience?
Your patience is being tried.
You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Come on! It's going fine.
I didn't think that. I didn't notice that.
Huh. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want
to cheer you up.
I've been listening to you guys on the way home, and you guys are talking about Survivor and how you can't believe that some people have never watched Survivor. I can honestly tell you I've never watched Survivor because I'm a wrestling fan, and Thursday Night SmackDown takes place of anything CBS can play. And the other thing is, a lot of people who have satellites sometimes can't even get CBS or ABC rights.
Right.
Tickle the Duke.
Is NBC and Fox.
Uh-huh.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Hello, Don.
Hey, was my gas sponsor?
Yes, Egars. I'm sorry. www.egars.com.
All right.
Hottest cigar site on the planet. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys still owe Chicago Jerry an apology, and you haven't done it yet.
Chicago Jerry? We know a Jersey Jerry.
No, you know Chicago Jerry. He came down to the basement at the Tennessee Titans game down over there at Rudy Marcy's house, and you are very rude to him. He's my uncle.
Chicago Jerry came down to the, you mean in Atlanta?
Yeah, when you call him Chicago Doofus.
Oh, was that the guy? Was that the guy when we were trying to sing?
I think so.
And we were putting on a show with
it was
guitar.
Very late, and we were getting very angry at
we
the
were
drums.
Playing the guitar in Rudy's basement.
I don't think it was so much Chicago Jerry as Chicago C that we were mad at. Because wasn't there a lady with Jerry?
I think it was the lady that
you guys got mad at those ladies. Rob, you called them a whore, which I'm still going to deal with you later on that.
I look forward to that, because you seem quite trouble. That is, that's a two-year grudge we're talking about, right?
Well, I haven't heard anything, and I've been waiting, and I got real problems with y'all being rude to old people. Chicago Jerry's my uncle.
Uh-huh. The two-year grudge dwells deep.
Let me just explain. 2 years ago, when the Super Bowl was down in Atlanta, we did our Super Bowl show from Rudy Martsky's house. That's where we went up into his bedroom and looked through
his lubricant and his. We found his stained briefs.
Yeah, we went through his laundry and we
big tube atomizer jug of Vaseline.
We rifled through the drawers in his bedroom, and towards the very end of the show, we were down in Rudy's rumpus room, and there was a guitar down there. A
little acoustic guitar.
And we were like singing Kumbaya or something, and this real B.I.H. was saying, do you have to do that?
Yeah, she was just, you know, she was entering into our little circle of fun for no reason, and we got a little annoyed, and then we, you know, in a joking way, we were poking fun. We were
sung to her.
Yes, yes. So perhaps we did it on the spot,
right?
Impromptu a cappella song to her.
I think the song was a variation of an Elton John tune.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. So who is that, your aunt?
No.
He's cast her aside for a new model already?
What did we say to Chicago Jerry, and was he a senior citizen?
Yes, he was a senior citizen. What you said to him is he came downstairs, and he didn't want to leave, and then Don got the guitar out and started calling him a homo and saying, is he gone now? And he told him to go upstairs and get a beer because he was a queer, and I have not let that go.
And how old are you, son?
17.
You're 17. You're not even allowed to call the show.
You were only 15 when this happened.
Yeah, I'm 33. I'm old school. I'm fatty.
You're fatty?
Yeah.
Who are you? Were you there?
No, I wasn't there, but he called me and told me all about it.
Are you making the whole thing up?
Nope.
Come on.
And what do you want? What justice do you want?
I'm just kidding.
All right.
Hey, get out of here.
Jesus.
More fun if it's serious.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, son of bitches.
Nope. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Are you guys vegetarians?
I'm a vegetarian, not a vegetarian.
You know, the McVeigh's last meal is going to be meatless by request of PETA. And I wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Well, we will have a front row seat because, as you know, our correspondent,
right,
Dennis Murphy, will be in Terre Haute, Indiana. And, you know, that date is coming mighty fast. It's May 15. That's the day that Timothy McVeigh is getting his injection.
You know, they do hand pick at the last second several members of the press corps,
right,
to be witness to the execution. And, you know, perhaps if Dennis strategically locates himself at the front of the line, he might be one of the people asked to come into the death house.
We have managed to put together a mighty fine CBS press pass.
Oh, good.
It's not real, of course.
Of course.
But it has the CBS logo on it, and we...
mimeograph.
Yeah, we put press, and we put it in one of those plastic things that you wear around your neck, like at a sporting event.
Have we gotten Dennis a fedora?
No, we're going to get him the fedora, and we're going to put a pencil behind his behind his ear.
And with the press pass that he wears around his neck, he should just have a white piece of paper to put in the brim of, you know, the band of his hat.
Right.
Says press.
We're going to give him like a Dick Tracy raincoat to wear.
Perfect.
Good.
And yes, Dennis, no matter what happens.
A notepad.
Whether he gets in, not a chance he gets in, but if he gets close or not, Dennis is going to be in Terre Haute covering the execution of the biggest bastard of the last 100 years, Timothy McVeigh, and you'll hear that live here on the show. Now, I think they're going to give him the injection sometime in the morning, right?
I don't know the time of the execution.
I'll check. I think I had read that the execution is going to be like at 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's unusual. They usually do it very late at night or very early in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe it's even earlier than that. Maybe it's at sunrise. I'm pretty sure I read it was morning time. But either way, Dennis will be there to cover it for us, and we'll find out what McVeigh's last meal was.
Well, you should give Dennis a big bag full of pepperoni to throw at him. Right as they're sticking the needle in.
Well, I don't think that Dennis is going to be close enough. As
a wonderful idea.
As great an idea as that is, I don't think Dennis will be actually close enough to Timothy McVeigh to throw pieces of pepperoni at him.
You know, if you just, like, spits on him a little bit, the stuff from in between his teeth will come out and get all over him.
That's another fine idea.
And that's, you know, that's even torture before the...
But again, you know, all of these great ideas, but I can't imagine that Dennis is going to be within 1,000 yards of where Timothy McVeigh is going to be executed. As a matter of fact, I would imagine there's going to be rooms and walls and buildings and barbed wire and fences and barricades between Dennis and the actual execution.
Can you imagine what it would be like to have him as your last thing that you see? Usual punishment, right?
You won't let this go.
No,
you won't let it go, but Dennis is not going to be in the room with Timothy McVeigh.
They ought to let him because, you know, Timothy McVeigh is such a fat bastard.
Okay. You won't stop with it.
No.
All right. And then he hangs
up. His information was wrong, too, by the way. There will be meat in Timothy McVeigh's last meal.
Yeah, I don't think that even if PETA wanted him to have a vegetarian meal, that, you know.
Like prison officials listen to PETA.
What would it be? What would it be if you really had to pick your last one, your last meal, anything you wanted, not a vegetarian dinner down, but a regular meal? They said, you know, anything you want, you've got just one dinner.
You'll kill me.
Really?
You'll kill me.
What would it be?
Steak.
Right.
Baked potato.
Okay.
String beans.
You mean you think because we eat at the steakhouses so much that I go not? Well, no, that doesn't surprise me.
Caesar salad.
It doesn't bother me easy. It's actually you want to, you know, it'd be up there with a lot of people.
Or maybe orange chicken. That's something I love that I haven't had for a long time. Like some nice orange chicken. That's a Chinese.
You would probably get the steak and the orange chicken if you did it.
Yeah. Well, hell, if it's your last meal.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have?
Probably grandma's chicken.
What's grandma's chicken?
It's chicken done with like a white gravy and it was my favorite meal growing up.
Of course it is.
Thank you for honoring my family like that. I appreciate that.
I didn't know that it was your
family meal.
I didn't know it was your grandma specifically. I thought it was
a brand name.
Generic grandma's chicken.
I'm not done yet, though. I'd have the grandma's chicken and fried calamari. Then I'd have some mussels
and the
fried clams. I'd have a lobster roll, a wedge. Let me see, a wedge of blueberry pie, some extra whipped cream. No, a wedge of blueberry pie with ice cream, a la mode. I'd have a chocolate milkshake, And then I'd probably ask for a bottle of booze.
Well, this is exactly everything you had yesterday at Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. I'm a very lucky guy.
Buzz, what would you have?
I think I'd have a sushi appetizer and surf and turf, and then, you know, just for fun, for the people who have to clean up after me, corn and asparagus.
Can we ask one more person?
Of course.
Rob?
Wouldn't be fitting if we didn't ask this gentleman.
What would you enjoy for your final meal?
You know, I was thinking about, I think I'd probably have like a Thanksgiving turkey dinner.
Really?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
All the starches. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to make the gravy because no one else can make it. Right.
Make you sleepy.
Maybe if Darnold's sleepy, the Christmas.
Wow.
That's my gravy.
In case you can't tell, we've received a new advanced copy of Pull My Finger.
Oh, my God.
You know, even though I got pissed at this guy who makes these Pull My Finger CDs,
right?
He sent us one about 3 years ago, and we went on the air with that. We played it all the time. We gave out the website. The guy sold like 500,000 copies, due in no small part. Really, I honestly believe this.
Right.
We played it on the air, and we gave the guy credit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like that Jumping Jack website. He'll see what we do when we mention something. Yeah.
You know, we said it's the Pull My Finger CD, and it became popular. Well, and then the problem is that he took it around to every goddamn disc jockey in America. I mean,
exactly.
To Bob and Tom and to Mancow and,
right.
And to Jeff and Jer and every radio show in America all of a sudden is playing the CD. And when he would send out a press release, it would say, as heard on.
Right.
And although we would have our names in the first row,
sure,
he would have like 8,000 disc jockeys, and I got pissed at him one time, and I said, no matter what you have to promote, I'll never promote it again. Well, he sent an advanced copy of Pull My Finger 2.
Yeah, you know, you got to go with the product. If it's a good product,
and I cannot control myself. You can hear it's a quality product.
This person is not well.
Solid.
No, wasn't solid.
Not at all.
It's a quality product, this is. And not only does it have farts.
Oh, God, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
I just sit here, honest to God. How can one laugh at something like that for that long a period of time? That sounds a little different.
Not only does it have farts like that,
right?
Messy farts, it has regular farts, which you just heard. It also has bathtub farts.
Oh.
Now, these are farts at sea level.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very good.
And there are bathtub farts below sea level.
Right.
So these are underneath the water.
Okay.
The microphones are underwater.
Now we also have, I don't think these are too great, belching out words.
Ah. Good.
Okay, like, here's the guy belching out your mama.
Okay.
These are not great.
You're right about that.
Oh, you like that one?
I kind of did.
Okay, here's yo yo, belching out yo yo.
Well, that really, I didn't even
yo. There you go. Yeah.
Tim McWilliams could have auditioned for this.
Now, the new treat is vomiting.
Oh dear. Uh-huh.
On his new CD, he has farts and belches and vomit.
Very good. Oh man. Oh.
How great. How great are these?
Okay.
I could not sit on this CD. This really bothers you, Buzz?
Yes, it does.
That last one gave me the old queezeroo.
Ooh.
Aren't they great?
They are fantastic.
Aren't they great? I know I said...
When you go through, you know, certain sound effects records and you hear the crap that's on there, mm-hmm. to get something like this...
Said I would never do any business with this guy again, but he said it's a great CD, and he sent us like 100 copies to give away.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, we're gonna have to delve into that a little later in the show.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, cool. This is Chris from Alaska.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, what? What can we do for you?
Oh, hey, I wanted to see, I'm going to be in Terre Haute, Indiana for Timothy McVeigh's execution, too.
Are you really? Why are you going?
I won a contest on a local radio station.
To go to the execution?
Yeah, well, to go to Terre Haute.
Did you win it on our station or another station?
It was another station.
Another station, okay. All right.
Are you looking forward to it?
Well, it's Indiana, so I'm not looking forward to it that much, but I was thinking about maybe trying to catch Dennis Murphy out there.
Well, we did, where do we get him a reservation at? The finest steakhouse in Terre Haute.
Finest steakhouse, like the Angus...
The Black Angus
restaurant?
Yeah, and we got him a reservation at, was it Motel 6? We got him a room at?
I think we got him a table for two, also.
I don't know if I want to watch Dennis eat, though.
Well, you can't be too picky, sir. You're the one that said you want to meet him.
Right, it's a treat. And after you watch Dennis eat, you get to hear what happens afterwards.
I think I'll pass on that one, but...
So will Dennis.
All right, well, listen, we'll give Dennis's itinerary out as the big day gets closer.
Cool.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Also, I wanted to say, hey, Buzz?
Yes, sir.
Alaska's got the best weed in the world.
Thanks for the tip.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I miss you so much. The reason I was calling is because I moved here about 2 months ago from Fairfax, Virginia.
Where are you, honey? Where are you calling from?
I'm in San Francisco.
Okay.
And I'm calling because I need to find out who I have to sleep with to get you guys on an FM affiliate out here. Well, I listen to you on the sack during my lunch hour. But
I know the guy's name, too. I forgot the guy's name. It's the guy we hung out with at the Super Bowl that's got a station out there.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is his name?
You know, he's my friend from 20... Jesus Christ.
I'll do anything because...
You know, I was talking to him all night long. Wow.
Brian Thomas.
That's who I have to sleep with?
Yeah, well, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Do you know the girl that used to play Holly on General Hospital, Emma Sands?
Oh, yeah, really? Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you, like, showed up at his office in a teddy...
He could even be gay, and he'd still go for it.
Really?
Are we on San Francisco?
I live in San Francisco, and I find that to be a pretty common thing.
I think that I thought we were on in San Francisco. You know, who knows?
You're not on in San Francisco.
Honey, have you checked all the bad AM stations?
I can get you on the Sacramento station if I leave my office.
What about the station in Oakland?
No, I didn't know you were on a station in Oakland.
Are we on a station in Oakland?
Yeah, I don't think you are.
Yes. Isn't Oakland, like, right next to San Francisco?
Yes.
It is next to San Francisco. Yes. I work in San Ramon, and I just can't get any AM reception in my office at all. So I'm getting ready to quit my job and become a homeless alcoholic, and it's going to be your fault.
Well, honey, either go to Oakland where you can get reception to the AM station, or move to where the food is.
Or go to this guy, Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas?
Yeah.
Brian Thomas.
Can somebody bring me a list of Infinity stations in San Francisco?
Please.
You'd know off the top of your head, wouldn't you, the one that he programs?
Yeah, well, either way, we'd find out. I'd love to call this guy, because this guy is a guy that I've known for 20 years in radio.
And if you stayed on the line, we could probably, that could probably assist us.
I have no problem with that.
Right. 20 years.
I'm open and easy. It's fine.
I know this guy, and he's constantly saying stuff to me every time I see him. Going to get you on in San Francisco, going to make it happen. And you're right, this year is the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He said to us, without a doubt.
Yeah, we were strong-armed and pretty good.
It's got to happen. It's got to happen because I can't take it anymore. I moved out here thinking that I'd be able to listen to you all from 12 to 4, and I can't. I get an hour for lunch. I go sit in my car. I've lost 15 pounds, which I should thank you for, because I don't go to lunch. I just sit in my car and listen to you for an hour, but it's just not enough.
Have you lost the 15 pounds in all the right places?
Yes, in fact, I have.
Very good.
Yes, and I've kept, you know, I'm plump where I should be.
How big are your boobs?
Big.
How big?
Big. 36D.
A 36D.
Well. Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Wow.
Peter.
And real.
Real.
Your puzzle smells like garbage.
Now, we're trying to get a list of Infinity stations.
Right. Oh, please.
Open wide and swallow my spine. funk.
Peter.
Is that Brian Thomas?
No.
No. That's Peter. Peter Johns.
Go, Bob.
On my knob. Ass munch.
You guys, I have the crappiest stuff out here. I miss you guys so much.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And someone's bringing me a list of the stations in a second.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, as a matter of fact, not only do I want to call, that's an excellent idea, to call that guy and just say, listen, stop jerking us around about putting us on in San Francisco.
Yeah, we do great there.
I also want to call the general manager of our station in Portland, Oregon. Not Portland, Maine. The station in Portland, Oregon. Because she spent the night with Homo Joe when we were out on the West Coast.
We heard. Fascinating story, I'm sure.
And we never followed up on that.
We Homo should. Joe, who used to be straight.
Yeah, right, right, right. So let's do a break. We'll come back and we'll do some affiliate stuff right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, isn't it?
They hate books. Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Right, right.
Okay, now the guy is Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas, you've known him for years.
Yeah, I knew him originally when he was the program director at BJ 105.
Yeah,
back before people figured out what BJ means.
Exactly.
BJ 105 in Orlando.
Exactly, sir.
And he's now the PD of a bunch of stations in Sacramento.
Nice guy.
Sorry. San Francisco.
Nice guy for a program director.
Yeah, but the guy, I mean, and this year at the Super Bowl when we saw him, he came up to us. We didn't start working him.
I mean, he was part of that whole, like, posse.
But he came up to us and really was putting a hard sell, especially on me.
Infinity Redcasting.
Yes, hello, Brian Thomas, please.
Sure.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, a little bit.
Ah.
But he wasn't like Ken at the party the other night.
Ah, okay then.
But then again, who is like Ken at the party the other night? What time is it out there? 1:30?
Right. Middle of the day. Phone ringing to an empty office.
Hi, this is Brian Thomas, operations manager for KFRC and KYCY San Francisco. Sorry I'm away from the phone. If you need assistance, dial #0 to reach an operator.
Hey, Brian, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
Hi there, Brian. Mike O'Meara here. Loved seeing you at the Super Bowl.
We were just remembering how at the Super Bowl you were saying without us prompting, you know, that you were going to put us on one of your stations in San Francisco. And then we were thinking about it that you've said that to us pretty much every year for the last 3 or 4 years.
We're thinking this is the time to pull the trigger. We're all set to go, and we're wondering which of the radio stations in San Francisco you're going to put us on.
And we have a girl who will have sex with you. She lives in San Francisco right now.
She said she'd come up to your office wearing a teddy and that she resembles Emma Sams.
Oh, you guys said that, but I do resemble Emma Sams.
Yes, from General Hospital.
I just got a telephone call from my husband, who's in Virginia. He's a little upset with me, but I think if we let him videotape, it's a go.
All right, very good. Well, when you have sex with this woman, Brian, it'll have to be videotaped.
By my husband.
Let's leave it up to Heather. Heather, this guy's name is Brian Thomas.
Okay.
Why don't you just tell him exactly what you'd offer if he would put us on one of his many stations in San Francisco?
Go ahead, Heather.
Well, Brian, I just moved to San Francisco 2 months ago. I miss Don and Mike terribly. I cry every day over it. I spend my lunch hours in my car so I can listen to them. And I'm willing to do just about anything to get you to put them on the air in San Francisco. I've got a gigantic fan club and fan base that's
ready. Okay, no. Cut this stuff.
What would you do?
What would you do?
I don't think I can say what I would do.
Try to describe it without having to use the words.
Here we go. Let me just say, Brian, do you remember when you programmed BJ 105 in Orlando? Do you remember that?
Okay, Brian.
There you go.
Do you remember when you programmed BJ 105? Well, I would like to program a BJ on you, or whatever your preference. I have some handsome male friends as well. Whatever it is.
Oh, no. He's no homo, honey.
Sure?
Yeah, we were pretty sure he's straight.
Yeah.
He's positive.
Although, you know what?
He's worked out there for 5 years, so who knows?
But whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. To get you guys on the air, whatever he wants.
You hear that, Brian?
Wow.
A glory hole. A guaranteed glory hole for you.
What will you be wearing, Heather, when you walk into his office?
Whatever he wants.
No, describe. Heather, we're trying to sell here.
It's kind of rainy in San Francisco, so I will need to be wearing a trench coat.
Oh, that's nice.
But probably that's about it.
There you go.
Naked underneath.
Very good.
Sure, why not?
And Brian, listen, seriously, even though, I mean, we're calling you on the show here, every year you do say to us you're going to put us on your station, and this year at the Super Bowl, you really were emphatic about it.
Your message has exceeded the recording time allowed.
What the hell is this? Well, maybe now he'll actually pick up the phone.
Or we'll get the receptionist.
Oh, no. Everybody from my old office in Chantilly is emailing me, telling me... giving you a hard time.
Why are they giving you a hard time?
Because I'm talking to you guys. They're all listening.
That's actually
the phone mail system. If you would like to leave a message for someone, dial their extension.
All right,
listen. And then push
so he got it. He got the
or
message.
Or last name followed by...
Hold on. Okay, well, listen. He got the message.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will call us back. Probably not on the air.
Right.
But off the air. And Heather, thank you very much.
Hey, anything to get you guys on an FM affiliate out here.
All right, honey. Well, I can't promise FM, but we'll see what we can do. And meanwhile, try to find that, whatever the Broke Dick AM station is that we're on in Oakland.
In Oakland?
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Maybe you can put me on hold and Lisa can tell me.
Yeah.
I might get it. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Hold on, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Hold on a second, Heather. That is Heather, and she is in San Francisco.
Heather.
Now, we were also going to call the station in Portland, right? Oh, because J.J. McKay.
Talked to J.J. McKay about her evening sleeping over with Homo Joe.
Right. Now, the general manager and the owner of the station that we're on in Portland, and it says right here, 25th largest market in America.
Right.
Okay, so it's a big-time station
right. And
a big-time city. She flew into Sacramento to see our live show last weekend, and she ended up shacking up with Homo Joe.
Amazing.
That still blows my mind.
We'd just like to know, you know, not just shacking up, they shared a bed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The way we understood it. J.J. McKay and Homo Joe in bed together under the covers. Homo Joe only gave us one piece of information that she did a Dutch oven on him.
Well, that's right.
Guy Talk 1010.
Yes, J.J. McKay, please.
She's not available right now. Could I take a message for her?
Honey, this is Don and Mike. Hi, is she in the building?
This is Don and Mike. Is this really Don Geronimo?
Yes, who's this?
She's available for you. Hold on.
Of course.
See, she's there.
I thought she was answering the phone herself for a second.
J.J.?
Yes, honey.
Hi, it's Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You're on the air.
Great.
Did you really sleep with Homo Joe?
Don, do we really have to talk about that now?
Yes, Joe told us on the air that...
All right, let me tell you the whole story, all right?
Okay. All right, sure.
Okay, what happened was we were hawking T-shirts at the Reno show.
Right.
And Joe and I were loading up the car. First off, Dennis Murphy had approached Homo Joe about bunking with him that night.
Of course he had.
Well, that's not a surprise. That's not a surprise.
So, you know, just kind of reinforcing that whole gay thing. And, of course, Joe was kind enough to offer Mr. Murphy accommodations. And I was staying at the Pumper Hill?
Pepper Mill.
Whatever. Anyway, they were going to put me up there with a radio station. So I went to check in, and they said that all the rooms were sold out. Well, everything was sold out except for the rest stops that I guess Dennis Murphy found. So
right.
I went over to Joe's hotel and tried to get a room there. Of course, I didn't have any. And then I tried to get a rollaway bed. Of course, I didn't have any. So, yes.
Of course.
Yes, I did sleep with
And it was not exactly a twin bed setup. There was a... You shared a king, right? You basically were in the same bed.
Were you under the covers with him?
Yeah.
You were under the covers with him.
Yeah, I was wearing pajamas.
JJ, is there any truth to the rumor that sometime during the night or the morning after, you gave Homo Joe what is described as a Dutch oven?
Well, let me just say for the record that may have been possible, but Homo Joe snores.
Oh, he snores.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, at 2 in the morning, I had to go and put toilet paper in my ears to try to sleep.
Really? And did he, you know, he was great in a previous life. Did he make a move on you?
Did he?
Well, you know, I didn't sleep very soundly that night. So as far as I recall, I think I was safe.
Did I hear you say that you wore PJs?
Of course.
What kind of PJs?
Oh, they were hot, Don.
Hot PJs? Well, come on, really, what were they? Was it like a, was it a negligee, or was it
you know, like Martha Stewart PJs, for God's sake.
And what did Joe wear?
Nothing. Martha Stewart PJs.
You know, do we have to talk about this?
No, come on, what did Joe wear? Was Joe naked?
I didn't look.
That means Joe was naked.
No, wait. You know, I turned the light off, I was exhausted.
That means Joe was naked.
And I went to bed, and I stayed on my side of the bed, and then he was snoring, and then I went and got toilet paper, and that's all I remember.
Okay, he was naked.
Joe will tell you.
Yeah, well, Joe will tell us exactly what he wore, so we'll find out from Homo Joe. Would you like to share it with us? Was he nude?
You know, I'm a general manager of a radio station now. I'm not a disc jockey anymore.
Yes. Just give us a yes or no.
It's
a yes.
Was his shirt off? At least give us that. Did he come to bed with his shirt off?
You know, you guys who actually physically seen Homo Joe, do you actually think that I would pay a lot of attention to that?
No, I don't think you'd pay attention to it.
We're just trying to get the dynamic of the room.
I'm actually kind of a shy person. You know, the first time I'd ever met.
Did Joe have any male odor?
You know, it's like the first time I met him, and then I get accosted by Dennis Murphy. You know, I mean, it was just a very scary night. And then, of course, Dennis Hoff from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch wanted to take me in a limo to his, like, whorehouse. I mean, it was a weird night.
But was Homo Joe naked?
Yeah, you laugh. You know, I'm not going to talk about that.
Really? All right, then, would someone please get Joe on the phone?
How about JJ in the morning when you both woke up?
Yeah.
Did you shower first or did he? Or did any of you?
All right, I'm a general manager of a radio station.
We're aware of that.
I actually have a reputation that I have to protect.
All right, well, listen, we're just giving you the opportunity to tell us your side because Joe will tell us everything.
I'm sure he will.
Mm-hmm. He will.
No, he won't.
I don't know what kind of pact you think you made with him.
Did Joe take a big growler in the morning?
I think Joe's actually pretty discreet about the whole thing.
He was a gentleman.
Yes, sure. He was.
All right.
Great gay gentleman.
We'll get him on here in a second. I just thought it was interesting that you, as you mentioned, a highly respected radio professional, a general manager, would sleep with Homo Joe.
Well, and you know, the worst part of it is, like, on the flight home, trying to figure out how he's going to tell my husband.
Right.
You know,
oh, is that what you're worried about?
Can you add to that?
Is that the concern now?
Well, you probably weren't.
I told him he was gay. I didn't do anything.
You probably weren't in any real danger.
But no. I bet your husband didn't know that Joe is at least part bi.
Didn't tell. You know, we didn't have that conversation.
And I bet your husband didn't know.
The gay guy had nowhere else to sleep.
And I bet your husband didn't know that Joe was naked.
We consider Joe to be omnisexual. Yes. He likes to have sex with everything.
All right. Well, listen, JJ, thank you for answering most of our questions.
And thank you, Donna Mike, for ruining my career.
Thank you for coming to our show and sleeping with Homo Joe.
We appreciate and getting to know the support staff.
So fat, you know, anything for the show.
All right. Thank you, JJ.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
DJ.
Somebody's got to get a hold of Joe.
Uh-huh. Right, Joe will give us every detail.
Yeah, absolutely. Donna Bike.
Well, he already gave us the Dutch oven.
Donna Bike, I was naked. I was snoring, and all of a sudden I smelled the Dutch oven.
Cookies are ready.
I immediately got aroused.
Oh, God.
You know what that smell does to me.
Good morning. Why is there toilet paper in your ears?
It's dinner time. As far as I'm concerned, that's the dinner bell. Oh, I'm hungry.
J.J. McKay wakes up to the bobbing knob.
Oh, no.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Yes, Munch.
Wakes up to a Homo Joe puppet show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
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 I'm a former employee with Heather, the girl who just called in.
Oh, the girl from San Francisco?
Yes. She does not look like Emma Sam.
Who does she look like?
250 more pounds than Emma Sanders.
Oh,
you know what? You're very brave, because I'm sure you think that Heather's not on the phone right now.
Well, that's fine if she is.
What's your name?
It's Sheila.
Hey, Heather.
Don't ask me.
Hold on a second.
Heather? Come from I imagine that Heather's on the phone, or she's put us on hold, I think.
It must be.
Heather? Hey, Lisa, did you you still got this girl Heather on hold on line two, or is this someone else?
No, this is her.
It's her? Okay.
I think the other lady hung up.
Oh, no. Are you still there, other lady?
You're right.
Yeah.
She hung up as soon as she felt the heat.
Meow. Okay.
We'll have to find out if Heather knew a Sheila.
Sheila. Oh, Sheila.
Ow, Sheila.
Says she weighed 250.
250?
250?
Hey, Brian's apple. How do you like these apples? Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello? Oh, hold on a second. I still got the goddamn Muzak on hold. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, listen, I got a website up here that lists the final meals for inmates on death row at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice website.
All right, give us the most recent inmate and what his last meal was.
All right. There was a guy that was executed on April 3rd. He was number 245 since 1982, and his last meal was, all right, it's a little bit here. Fried chicken quarters, three of those, fried squash, fried eggplant, mashed potatoes, snap peas, boiled cabbage, corn on the cob, three with butter, spinach, broccoli with cheese, pint of caramel pecan fudge or tin roof ice cream, and a pitcher of sweet tea.
Yeah, well, why not?
Sounds like a southern guy.
Yeah.
The guy before him had one dozen fried eggs over easy.
Wow. Oh, man.
That was back in March.
You know, that sounds to me like a prisoner who wants to leave his mark. You know, wants to give the guards just a little something.
A going away present.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'd like a dozen eggs.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Sheila.
Oh. This is not Sheila.
This is a man, baby.
I am not a man.
Is this the girl who just called in and said that Heather weighs 250?
Sure.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find Heather now.
Grown up with you.
Heather?
Yes.
Hey, Heather.
Yes.
Did you ever work with a Sheila?
Yes, I did. Hi, Sheila.
Here
hey,
she
baby.
Is.
Baby. I was just kidding with that. What? What'd she say? I miss
Sheila.
I'm getting phone calls, I'm getting emails, so I'm like a little... But Heather, tell Don, like, what happened in Canada with the lacrosse team.
No, Sheila, you
it
tell...
It wasn't the lacrosse team, Sheila. Lacrosse team.
Tell Heather what you...
It was a hockey team, and nothing happened.
Sheila, shut up.
I'm shut
Heather?
Up. Yes.
Sheila said, and not as a joke, that
yes.
you're a pig and that you weigh 200 and that you weigh 250 pounds.
She said she looks. Sheila said you look nothing like. Hey, Sheila.
Pig.
Sheila. Sheila, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you listening?
I am. Listening.
What you said was that Heather looks nothing like Emma Sams and is probably weighs.
Looks like Emma Sams.
And probably. Wait a minute, Sheila.
Hold on, Sheila.
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 Guys,
Sheila, be quiet.
Sheila.
Sheila, you've got to take this. You brought it up.
I'm shutting up. I'm not talking.
Okay. What?
Sheila, who do you look like?
Heather.
Like anybody.
Heather, I'm going to tell Sheila what she said. All right.
Sheila.
It's okay.
Sheila, listen.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Right now, listen, Sheila, just be quiet and let Mike tell Heather what you actually said.
Heather, what Sheila said was, you don't resemble Emma Sams and you weigh about 250 pounds more than she does.
No, well, I don't.
That's what Sheila said.
I used to be very heavy, but I've lost quite a bit of weight because I had a separation. And I went on that divorce diet thing.
Why would Sheila call with such a cruel comment?
I don't know.
Sheila, why would you call with such a cruel comment?
Especially when you thought Heather was no longer on the line.
I didn't think I was assuming that Heather would be on the line still.
No, you weren't.
You are so lying.
Yes,
you're lying again.
Lying. Come on, you guys. I listen to you all the time, and I know you do that.
You're so lying. You really are. Come on, at least admit that.
Okay, I admit that Heather
was not on the line when I called.
Now, and you were calling to say these mean things about Heather because?
But we just want to know what happened to the hockey team in Canada.
No, hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, why would you call to rat out?
Because the last time we all saw Heather, she was not like Emma Sam.
This is very true. She's
yes, but
right.
I mean,
I used to be heavy. I used to be very, very frumpy.
Yeah, but with that said.
What's that?
With that said, I mean, did you have an axe to grind with Heather?
Oh, she no, not at all. Not at all.
So, Heather, do you think she'll lose your friend?
I don't know. I
well, there you go. Okay, bingo.
I mean, I'm getting all these other emails from everybody in her office right now who are listening to me on the radio,
hey.
And they sound like they're my friends.
Hey, Heather.
What? You guys are all her friends because you guys are emailing her.
Heather, could you describe Sheila?
Sheila's very, very attractive. She's exotic looking. She's got shoulder length. She's holding down hair. You guys.
Honey, don't take the high road.
Well,
don't take the high road, Heather.
Too late.
No, I'm serious. She's totally lying, you guys.
Exotic can mean a lot of different things.
I think she has. You have some Asian, don't you, Sheila?
I do have Asian in me. Yeah.
Well, listen, you know what? Here's the easiest way to settle this. Heather, if you're getting emails right now from people in the office,
yeah.
Have the people in the office email you and tell you what Sheila really said on the radio so that you'll know that we are not...
Yeah, we're not stoking the fire here. I mean, this is...
Hey, I totally believe you guys, and I'm telling you that I did used to look horrible.
But was Sheila a mean-spirited individual when she was at work back when you worked with her, or has she just become one?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge. So you
not
kind of...
to my knowledge. There may have also been some prompting from some outside sources, some of them, which actually caused me to leave the state and you guys, this whole separation thing.
Uh-oh. Well, what, was Sheila banging your husband or something?
No. That's disgusting.
Did your husband?
That's disgusting. Sorry, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Did your husband work at the same office?
No, but he knows those people pretty well.
Yeah,
he does.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to do a break, and I think I'd like to keep both of these cunnies on the phone.
Yes.
Why don't I email you guys my photo? And the most recent one, Sheila, I'll take
no,
it
no.
right off.
Heather, listen, Heather, we have no problems with you.
You called because you were a fan of the show. You were having fun with the idea, hey, I'll walk into this guy's office. You know, we had fun with it, too. It was Sheila.
I'd like to just keep you girls on hold while we play some spots to give the people in the office a chance to email you, Heather, and tell you what Sheila really said.
Okay.
And now, Sheila,
yes.
Don't go running around the office offering free BJs to people if they lie to Heather.
Hey, I don't do that when she's sober. I don't do that when I'm sober.
All right. Both of you girls, hold on a second.
Okay.
It's like a fun office, I'll tell you that.
And we have another breaking story. Homo Joe is on the line.
Very good.
Homo Joe?
Homo Joe, Donna Mike, how you doing?
All right, listen, I got to do a break, but when I come back, I want to hear everything about J.J. McKay, okay?
Okay, I will call you from the house then. I'm in the car.
All right, beautiful. All right, we will tie up all these loose ends when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. Here's our staff announcer to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson. You may know me as the wacky engineer from the Don and Mike show. Do you like breath? How about some nice, fresh cooter? Would you get a flash looking at some gash? Then join Don and Mike in their Las Vegas style show. The raunchy fun happens Friday, May 11th at the Fable State Theater in Portland, Maine. You gotta be 21 to get in. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Like TNA, like D&B, come to the show. Condoms optional. For the Don and Mike show, I'm Pete Johnson.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
Now go F yourself.
Don't miss it. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
How's it going, Mike?
Fine.
You know, I'm a truck driver over here in San Ramon.
And if you really want to know what that broad looks like, Heather, I can go hook up and meet with her. I'm just like 2 miles away from San Ramon.
Now, where is that?
Not too scary.
No. Somewhere close from the Bay Area?
Well, it's just over the hill from the Bay. But, I mean, she says she lives in San Ramon or works in San Ramon or something like that.
Aren't you a guy that has a well in his basement?
Nah, man, I'm only 30. What's up?
All right, no thanks.
It puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
Let's check back with Heather. We got to make this a quick break because Rusty Wallace from NASCAR is going to be on the show in just a second here.
I'm not going to meet anyone unless he can get you guys on the radio.
There you go. Don't worry about that. Heather, listen, have you gotten emails from the people in the office? And what are they telling you?
Let's see. I got one from Sheila. Wait a minute. I got one from Sheila that says she's just kidding. Come on, Heather. It is all in fun. You knew I wouldn't slam you for real.
Right.
We all just heard your voice on the radio. Hey, Don and Mike slammed me.
That, you know what that is?
Very defensive.
Guilty conscience.
Yep. Yeah. And especially if it says, come on, Heather.
I know.
You know, she's the one that called the radio show and said you weighed 250 pounds.
Right. Well, I know. I never was quite that bad, but I was definitely... I definitely didn't look as good as I do now when I was there.
Point of order, not 250 pounds.
Now.
She weighed Emma Sam's plus 250.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Probably
that's good.
Implying 400 pounds.
All right, what other kind of emails are you getting?
I got one from my good friend, the Dragon, who just said, sorry that happened to you.
See, now that should be an indication of where Sheila was coming from.
And he thinks I'm gorgeous, he said.
All right, give me another one. What did someone else write you?
And then I got one from my friend Kyle. Hi, Kyle. We call him Slim, but you might want, well, never mind. He's awesome. And he said, sorry, they weren't lying. She was just teasing, though.
You know, it seems to me, though, if you're going to tease, why would
you... might not want to do it on national radio.
Yeah, and why would you tease a girl who, for all Sheila knew... had been on the show and was already gone.
Yes, very interesting.
See, that's the thing, that we had not said that you were still on hold waiting to find the station in Oakland.
I have nothing teasing about that. I mean, you know, we are connoisseurs of cruelty, and I will tell you right now that I think it was absolutely, that was raw nastiness.
Oh, come on, you guys have been cruel to me in person, and I still love you.
We've been cruel to you in person?
Yes, I used to manage bridges in the Mosey Building, which used to be Fish Stores, and you guys did a show there.
Yeah?
Years ago, yeah.
And what do we do to you?
Oh, I don't know. You were bastards. You were just really, really rude. But I love you anyway.
Now it's us.
There are no happy endings.
But
I mean, we're sitting here. We're trying to defend you.
Stupid. I love you anyway. You guys can be cruel. Yes, you can, but I love you.
Of course we can, but I mean, there's different kinds of cruelty. So
yes, absolutely.
You guys,
I used to look awful, and I really want to send you a picture. See how great I look.
We were defending you, though, Heather.
I would be curious. I love you guys so much. I know you were.
I would be curious as to how we were cruel to you in person.
I don't really recall.
There you go.
It's that bad, eh?
Don't really recall.
How many years
that horrible?
Ago that was.
Yes, of course.
That was many years and many, many martinis ago.
So you mean it may have been not true at all, that we really weren't cruel to you in person?
I think I went up to tell you guys how much I loved you, and you just kind of blew me off and brushed past me to get to your little table in the back of the restaurant.
And that's how you define cruel?
Yes.
So we walked by you quickly. Did we say thank you?
No.
Did we say hi?
No.
But how could you know that if you don't have any real remembrance of it?
I do remember that part. I remember you sending someone else up to the bar. I don't know if it was Rob. I don't think it was Robbie. I think it was...
Was this a station party?
What's that?
Was this a station party we were having
there?
It
wasn't a station party. It was one of your on-air things that you did.
And
you remember that restaurant.
And when you approached us, was it possibly while we were doing the show?
No. You guys were coming in.
Well, no, I mean, if we were coming in, that was the day that we were doing a broadcast.
Right.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I could guess would have been the mass wedding for Valentine's Day, because we had that there.
We did that over there.
And that was a very confusing day, because we had to put it together at the last minute. So my guess is that you all were just focused on the task at hand.
Right.
It was kind of a cluster S.
I mean, when we're mean to people, we go out of our way to be mean to them.
I know, but I'm just such a huge fan. Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't say that after what Sheila said about me. I'm truly one of your all-time fans, and I'm absolutely
devastated that I can't only listen. I can only listen to you for an hour a day.
Okay.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Right.
That's the cruel stuff we're talking about.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Heather.
All right.
Yeah, forget that we tried to help you. Never mind.
No, I appreciate it so much. And really, really, you have to get on the air here. And if I could find out where that affiliate is.
Go ahead. Keep being friends with Sheila.
Right.
She's your friend. We're not your friends.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Yes, you are.
We were really cruel to you.
All right.
Yeah. Oh,
geez. No good deed goes unpunished.
You know, side with the woman who calls and calls you a fat cow.
I'm not siding with her.
Behind your back.
I did used to be one.
And then we try to call Sheila on it, and, you know, all of a sudden we're the bad guys.
I know. No, I did used to be one, and I'm
gorgeous. There's self-esteem issues here.
None.
Okay.
One.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Just let me leave you with these parting words of wisdom.
Go ahead, Pete.
No, for me.
Okay.
No wonder he left you.
Oh! He would agree with you, you guys. He would agree.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
He's still there. I left and I'm here.
Well, yeah, so what?
What does that mean?
Like what? So he wins because you left? I mean, he does win because you left.
He did win because I left. He's much, much better off now.
Well, maybe you can come back sometime and have lunch with Sheila.
No, I don't think so, but I'm actually hoping to somehow convince him to come here.
Your ex-husband?
Mm-hmm. He's not my ex-husband yet.
But you want a reconciliation?
Absolutely.
You got to get your priorities in line.
Yeah.
No.
You have difficulty communicating. No, you have difficulty communicating with men.
Issues, honey.
Yeah, we're playing a game called Heather Lose.
Right.
Heather what?
Heather Lose.
That's the name of the game?
I mean, you don't understand men.
I know I don't.
You have a bunch of men here who are trying to, really in a roundabout way, be chivalrous and defend your honor.
You know what?
And then you just effed all over us.
Uh-huh. No, I totally appreciate it. I love it.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you don't get it, Heather.
I do. You guys are awesome. Sheila, screw you. You guys are great. I'm serious.
Well, now that's gratuitous.
You want a fight, and there's just not going to be a fight. But because she was kind of right. I just look really good now, and I'm really
Mess. The only thing I can think now is that I'd like to see a picture of you now.
You're going to.
Yeah, and don't like clip something out of Glamour magazine.
I'm not going to. Tell Lisa how to get one to you. I will get one to you.
Do you have a fax machine, honey?
I do have a fax machine.
800-636-6410. Uh-huh.
Something tasteful in a low cut straight jacket.
636-6410.
That's it. I don't get it.
She's nuts.
Don't try.
I really don't.
Don't try.
What?
All right. You're hard to figure out.
I am?
Yeah. No.
I'm a complicated woman.
Well, I mean, here we are.
You got issues, honey.
I get back to the fact that we were real excited because you were still on the line and we had kind of caught an ex-coworker of yours really being...
some dirty pool. You wanted a fight and you didn't get one.
No.
Screw you.
No, listen, honey. We're trying to help you.
You did help me. You did help me, and you supported me, and I appreciate that, and I love you for it. You guys are awesome. And I've never, and believe me, I can put anybody in this office on the phone, and they'll tell you not only what I look like, but they'll also tell you how
I
look.
Can I make it clear, though, when you say we wanted to fight, what we wanted to do was to bust Sheila for doing that. That's what we enjoy. We didn't want to fight.
For whatever reason.
I know.
You
know what? I know Sheila pretty well, and I have a feeling that you probably did bust her, and I think she's probably feeling pretty bad right now.
Okay.
I think she is.
Great. Whatever.
Whatever.
Make for great radio, but it's just reality, guys.
No. You know, a lot of times people say, how come you don't do nice stuff on your show? This is why.
This is the reason.
We try to do something nice.
We are going to be the bastards no matter what. That is the way it will always be. We will be the bastards. And now Heather's doing this whole high ground thing.
Yeah.
Where, hey, you guys wanted this. You didn't get it. You know, Heather, you're all mixed up about our show. I don't get it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, honey.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I just can't diss her. Can't diss the girl.
No, you can't diss the girl. She only called in behind your back on national radio to say that you weigh 250 pounds more than Emma Sams. No, why would you want to diss her?
I know. I probably should, huh?
No, you know what? You do whatever.
Just to recap, she likes Sheila, even though Sheila badmouthed her.
Right.
She loves Don and Mike, even though Don and Mike were cruel to her once.
No, we were bastards.
Yeah, we're bastards to her once.
We were cruel bastards.
And she'd like to get back together with the husband from whom she is now estranged.
And incidentally, and we were cruel bastards because we didn't say anything to her. But you know,
I was hosting your show. I was hosting.
Hosting?
I was the manager of the restaurant.
You mean you were a hostess?
No, I was the manager.
Ay, ay, ay.
Have you ever had a...
That's the real issue, guys. Incidentally, it's becoming real clear. There, believe it or not, it's been it's been difficult to find out. There is an agenda here.
No, there is. Yes, there is. Guys on the radio out here.
You know what?
Dear God.
Yeah, you know something? I'm on to you, Heather.
Oh, God.
There's an agenda here. It's that
you
day.
Think so?
It's that day in Bridges. This is it. This is the opportunity. It developed. I don't doubt that it developed during this phone call, but that's the agenda right now. That's the opportunity.
I am just not quite that obsessed.
Oh, yeah?
No, really.
You were willing to, you said you were going to walk into a program director's office and have sex with him to get our show on there.
Yeah.
Which we loved, which we enjoyed.
That makes for great radio, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not obsessed, although you're holding on to an event. A trivial event that happened how many years ago? 5 years
like
ago?
Ten, no, it was like 10, I think.
10 years ago?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's...
9, 10, something like that.
It's fascinating.
I was a little disappointed that day because I just think you guys are so awesome.
Yeah, and that's I think that's kind of what's driving all of this.
You're right. It's obsessed me for years.
So
I'm finally got on the damn radio with you guys.
So just to get to the bottom line of this,
you're making it sound like that's kind of a sarcastic comment, but I believe that's true.
10 years ago, we were doing
low budget Jeopardy too, and I won twice.
Oh, we were doing a. But you never mentioned this then, did you?
No.
No. So 10 years ago,
right.
We were doing a live broadcast from your restaurant,
uh-huh.
And as we were walking in to start the broadcast,
you know what? And if someone came up to us under any circumstances said, "I love your show," if we weren't being like moved into a room somewhere, like at a Las Vegas style show, where we're going through a crowd of people. And somebody, like, with no one around came up and said something, we would acknowledge them. That wouldn't happen.
So we always do.
What you're saying, if it happened that way, is untrue, because I've never done that. I've never seen Don do that.
We're being pushed along pretty quickly.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
like they were moving us into the room with a bunch of listeners in there?
You weren't in the room. You were actually just at a table in the restaurant.
You're never going to get this.
You know,
right.
Sorry,
you don't know from her.
Better than yours.
What's that?
Maybe my memory is a little better than yours. You weren't in a room. You were just at a table in the restaurant.
Buddy, you're right. Listen, can I tell you something? We have no memory of this. We have no memory of this. We have no problem telling you this.
But if you're saying we were being hustled along, if we were rushing like to get to microphones or get to a broadcast site or move to some area where we were doing the whole thing, that's probably why that happened.
Okay, well then, that's okay.
No, it's not.
No, it really is.
I doubt it.
Really?
All right.
My ex-husband would call you and tell you that I probably...
I would pay money.
We should talk to him.
I would pay money to speak to your ex-husband.
He's trying to call.
But he's not your ex-husband.
Well, he's not my ex-husband, no.
Right.
Because you're just separated.
We're separated.
Hi, Charlie.
Well, there's
I really want him to...
Hush. There's a guy claiming to be her husband on the phone.
Would you recognize him, Heather, if
yes,
you talked to him?
He's called me 5 times.
What's the line, Charlie?
I don't remember. I'll go put it on hold.
Okay.
Charlie has a very bad head cold.
He does. All right.
He's bluish.
Hold on a second, Heather.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know. I'm standing here myself going, why are we staying so long with this? Well, the reason is we tried to do something nice for this girl.
We thought we were, you know, giving her a nice little prop here. Right. You know, ratting out one of her buddies. We thought it was going to be cool. And all of a sudden it turned on us and we're very, very confused.
There's layers and layers and layers of stuff here.
Oh, right.
You guys are typical men. You're not listening.
There you go.
I totally appreciate
Male issues. That's why we need to talk to the ex-husband.
That's right. I totally appreciate you guys standing up for me. I think that's awesome.
No, you don't.
But we're typical men.
It's like peeling an artichoke.
Right.
It's when you get one layer gone, there's a whole bouquet of new layers.
I'm aware.
So do we really have the ex-husband?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if I can find
him.
Hold on. Hold on. Please. Let me see. Hello. Is this the ex?
No.
No. Okay, hold on, please.
somebody probably wanted to comment.
Hello, is this the ex?
Yes.
Really? What's your name?
Steve.
Line five?
That's him? All right. Good.
Steve? Heather, do you know Steve?
Yeah, hi, baby. Hello?
Hey, what's going on at the radio station out there? What are you offering?
Oh, honey, come on. I said you could come along.
Well, listen, Donna, Mike, hook me up. I got a nice Harley here. I'm right here in town.
Just tell me something.
Honey, don't get jealous.
Why did you leave Heather?
He didn't.
Yes, I did.
Why did you leave Heather?
Oh, good.
Chaos.
Really?
Why? What kind of chaos?
Name it.
Really?
It was quite a bit.
Name it.
Was she, is it Steve?
Yes.
Was she difficult to communicate with?
Ha, ha, ha. Understatement.
All right, listen, guys, we got 1 minute, because I got a break, because we have Rusty Wallace coming on.
Honey, are you a little difficult to communicate with?
Sure.
Okay.
Who left who, though?
I asked her to leave.
No, you didn't.
Sure did. We were at that Mosby building.
At the end.
Bar at a marriage council.
At the end, he did. It's been going.
I guess he's not going to get a word in edgewise. No. The way that's going to work.
I'll be quiet.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to tell me why you left her. Steve, go.
Nuts, chaos, cheater.
Never.
You name it.
Heather, you got to be quiet for 10 seconds.
I took a lie detector test.
You're not being
quiet.
Hold on, Heather, shut up. All I heard was nuts and cheater. Keep going, Steve.
Mm.
Just go on from A to Z. It's all there.
All right. Heather, let me ask you.
Yes.
Why do you think Steve left you?
Well, Steve didn't leave me.
All right, he asked you to leave.
No, Steve asked me to leave right before I left, but in fact, I left him about 5 months before that. There was some abuse. There was miscommunication.
Hold on,
there
Steve?
Yes.
Steve, did you abuse her?
Oh, sure. Not enough.
No, come on.
Wrong answer, Steve.
Come on.
That answer, Steve.
That's nice, son.
Man, I've had my Firebird up underneath my van hit, windows broke, and rebuild the whole house, man, marriage.
So now, wait, hold on.
His windows.
Are you alleging that she did the violence?
Sure. I got Heather? Three kids here, too, that can prove it.
Heather, did you bust up his car?
No, I didn't bust up his car.
Did you bust up any of his stuff?
No. Threatened to a couple times, but I didn't.
Hey, I got a first original Harley that she stood over with a shovel, threatening my Harley.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
I had to ask her to leave.
But you two kids want to get back together?
I want him back so bad.
Of course you do.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to cops.
Steve, yeah, I'm trying to get him to come out to Reno next weekend because it's our wedding anniversary. And
Steve, is there a chance you're interested in getting together with Heather?
Yep, there is.
I guess been there, seen that, done that.
That's not what you told me yesterday, hon.
I know, sweetheart. I miss you so much.
I miss you, too.
Steve, are you being sincere?
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to pick up a rock and throw it through my window just in memory of.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen. We have to end this
I'm
now.
I'm going to go to the magistrate's office and file false charges against you in memory of, sweetie.
You know what?
you too. I think maybe it's best, Steve and Heather, that you guys maybe stay apart.
Do you think, maybe?
Yeah. It might be a good idea.
From everyone. Yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye, hon.
Heather, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Fascinating. Fascinating
bye
radio.
Bye.
You are the weak thing. Goodbye.
Well, it might be best if they did get together and split a pitcher of poison Kool-Aid. Just be done with it.
Jesus Christ. Was that a mess?
Wow.
Major League.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, listen. That lady, Heather, she thinks you guys are bastards and all this stuff. I've met you guys before. You guys are the nicest people. I mean, you really are. I met you at an appearance way back at during the when you had the first Don and Mike Bowl.
Oh yeah, that was equally like 10 years ago. Right?
Yeah, I mean it was at Champions in Herndon.
Yeah, you know I think you could go to any Las Vegas style show and get a lot of people that said, "Hey, I said something to you," and you walked right by when we're being like hustled back to the back of the area.
But I would say also in our defense that we hang. And we meet with a lot of people.
Yeah, we do.
Especially if we're just out in Reno.
Right,
and like we're like 2 hours after the show with
sure.
people. So,
I mean,
you know, everybody can get pissed if they want to. That Heather was a nut job.
No, mm-hmm. I actually sat and talked to you guys and Sherry Ellerker, you know, and talked to Mike. I mean, you guys were great. The ladies, I don't know.
I know. Listen, well, what can I say?
She's psycho. I think we should get her to go with my ex-wife. But anyway.
I mean, if we didn't have Rusty Wallace coming on next, I would have left him. I wanted to find out who threw what at the car.
And, you know, I love it when our show takes a nice Jerry Springer turn.
And
we don't get it enough.
And who was standing in front of the motorcycle with the shovel? And,
And I heard magistrate. You know, I heard all sorts of things.
Filing false charges.
Oh, yes, lots of fun stuff.
Okay, and... Oh, and we never got to talk to Homo Joe. Homo, stay there. We'll talk to you right after we talk to Rusty Wallace, who we're going to talk to right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
Guys so white, they show movies on them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That must have been CB interference. I didn't think that... It sounded like me clearing my throat.
No, that's not what that. That was Homer Simpson. It was Hank Hill.
Hello, this is Teddy Bear.
There it is again. All right, now we're ready for NASCAR driver Rusty Wallace, who just won the race.
I guess they're getting him on the line. Is that what they're doing now?
Hello, Don and Mike. You just won the race last weekend.
Which one?
It is.
Hold on a second. I don't know which one.
His people are still looking for him, so we'll let you know when they know.
Still looking for him?
Yeah.
Didn't we have to be, like, razor sharp on the time?
And we are.
Wow.
We're only 15 minutes late.
Oh.
But
I didn't know that.
Lisa, was he ready 15 minutes ago? Or is he running late today?
I don't think so.
Really?
I'm not positive. Don't quote me. I'm not positive.
You know what he might be doing?
What?
Time pro.
So you can get Homo Joe. Hold on, here is Charlie's brilliant driver. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. They're trying to find Rusty. He was not ready when he was supposed to be.
Ah, gotcha.
So they're looking for him.
All right, well then, we'll move on. I don't feel bad about that.
I'd sure like to chat with RW.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, my friends, it's Ryder.
Ryder! How are you, Ryder? Hi, Ryder. Hey, listen, don't bum me out today, man. Don't call and say that you want to kill yourself today.
I'm not going to say that. Actually, things are really looking up.
That's what I like to hear, Ryder.
Good. Good. Why are things better, Ryder?
Things are looking good because I'm in school.
Good for you.
I've been in school, and I'm doing really well. And eventually, this is going to lead to a job so I can make some green.
There you go. Good for you. And are you having any lady friends in school or any women that you're checking out?
Well, I got to tell you guys what happened. This is kind of a depressing story.
Uh-oh.
No, Ryder. No.
Oh, come on.
What did I tell you last time?
Positive.
No depressing stuff. How do they want to hear positives from you now?
All right.
Yeah, you just remember, you know, I think that you probably are having contact with women, because even with all the college stuff, you sound like you're in a better mood than the last time we talked to you, and I know it all kind of revolves around Little Ryder, so to speak.
I am, and it does kind of revolve around Little Ryder. Little Ryder has missing any action, but things on the horizon.
All right, then, you know what? Let's leave it at that now, that as far as we're concerned and everyone listening, for our friend Ryder, things are getting better.
That's a good thing.
Yes, they are. And especially when I get to talk to you too.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Ryder.
Okay. Can I just say that what happened to me yesterday?
Sure. Is it depressing?
Well, it's kind of depressing, but...
No. I told
you. Is it funny?
Well, sort of. It's kind of...
No. Listen, I'm afraid of going down this path with this guy again.
Yeah.
Okay, just check it out. It has a happy ending because...
Happy ending.
I'm not going to let this kind of thing get me down.
No, that's not a happy ending. That means you're triumphing over somebody being a jerk to you.
No, listen now, Ryder, with the last time you were on the show, and I hate to bust your balls.
Yeah?
You gotta turn it around, man.
That's right. Think about all the positive stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
No more negatives.
Okay.
No more negative.
All positive thinking.
All right. Just one little story about what happened yesterday.
But it's depressing.
He's dying to tell this story.
But it's depressing.
Yeah.
No.
Does it involve somebody being cruel to you?
A little bit.
No, Ryder, no.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
No.
He wants to tell his somewhat depressing story.
What if he told the story, but you played happy music while he told it?
No. The whole thing with this dude was except for the fact that he has the slight problem getting the words out of his mouth.
He's doing fine.
He's a good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy.
He has total brain function.
He's got total little head function.
All right.
You know what?
All right, Rob has pulled out the right music.
All right, we got the right music. Ryder, you're going to get... We'll give you a chance to tell your story.
We'll give you 1 minute.
Well, now, that's not a fair thing to do with Ryder, Don.
Too bad.
Super.
1 minute. Go.
Okay. So, like, yesterday, me and these friends, we decided to go to Good Guys.
Good Guys strip joint. It's a strip joint, yes.
And so, like, I'm in there. And, you know, I didn't know that about the Lisa etiquette rule. And you think I'm no stranger to strip bars. And you think I'll know this by now. But if you sit right up front,
I can't understand Ryder with that music playing. I like the music a lot, but I can't understand what he's saying.
Okay.
It's happy music, though.
In front of the dancers, yeah, it's kind of as
if... You had to do that, you know.
And so I didn't know this. I do now. I won't make the same mistake twice. And so I'm sitting there, and it's like 1:30, and there's not that many people in there.
Right.
And so I'm sitting right up at this table looking at this woman dancing. And there are too many of us there. And she finishes dancing. And she looks at me and she goes, could I get a tip for you? You decided to sit up here. And I'm like, I'm broke.
She said, can I get a... She's in the strip joint. He's sitting up front, and after the girl gets done dancing, looks down at him and says, okay, can I get a tip from you?
Yeah.
And the writer says he's broke.
I'm broke. Okay.
Yeah. And so she looks at me then and goes, what are you doing here then? And she kind of has a little rant on me.
Oh.
And so I feel real bad. And I go into the corner of the bar to think about it.
So you went to the back corner of the bar, you left the front area.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, and I start having this little pity party for myself.
Oh, now, Ryder, it's a pity party again. No. No more pity parties, man.
Really? So, how did it end? What's the happy ending?
Okay, this is what happened then.
The happy ending, please.
Here we go. Your 60 seconds is almost up.
Your 60 seconds turned into 2.5 minutes.
Well, I've got to get to the depressing part before I can get to the...
You mean it's ending. More depressing now?
What?
You mean the story gets more depressing now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I got to stand by my earlier assessment. Ryder, we love you. You're a great guy.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's make up a happy ending for all the strippers went home with you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, Ryder.
And now Ryder owns Good Guys.
There it is. That's right.
Yay.
There you go.
Ryder, listen, you're a good friend. No BS. You're welcome to call Ellie anytime, but none of the pity party, none of the depression stuff.
Okay, you're absolutely right. The thing is, I have turned things around in my head.
Good for you.
Somewhat, and things really are looking up for me. I'm going to school. I've been working out a lot. Things are just getting so much
bad there.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear that. See, that's positive. That's good. You're empowering yourself. Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, Ryder, keep up the good work.
All right. And there was this guy on the show last time I called who said, didn't I do a great drunk Arnold Schwarzenegger? And now I have to say that is... I'll be back.
All right, Ryder, take it easy, bud.
Bye, Ryder.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
He's getting better. He's not as bad as he was the last time he called when he was all depressed.
He's happier.
Yeah, but I knew it was the time we started with a pity party.
He had a little pity party for himself.
Pity party, being depressing.
God, the cruelty of that stripper.
And not even this movie music could help him.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't working, which is making it difficult to understand.
Yeah, I know.
But it's such happy music.
And you know the happy ending wouldn't have been that happy.
No. Yeah, the happy ending would have been...
He likes telling the depressing stories more than the happy stories.
He does.
But I'm glad to see that he's going to school and he's working out. And, you know, he is a guy that, I mean, if you can get by his ability to speak, you know, which has been damaged from that accident he was in,
right.
He's not a bad-looking guy. And I think, you know, really, when you
he's
see
got
story,
everything else going
yeah.
for him.
I mean, right. if somebody gets around that, and there are women that can get around that, he'll do well. And that's when you will hear no more pity parties.
Right.
Because he can talk all the school stuff and working out, but what he really wants, he wants that relationship, baby.
Yeah, he wants some cooter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's horny.
He wants regular cooter.
Yeah, he's horny. I mean, obviously, he's going to a strip club.
Right.
That's where the depressing story started.
Absolutely.
At a strip club.
Very healthy interest in sex.
Right. And nothing wrong with his wiener, I'll tell you that.
Not at all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Beautiful. Homo Joe.
Yes, sir.
About an hour ago, we had J.J. McKay, the general manager of KGUY in Portland.
I call it K-Gay myself, but I know it's K-Guy.
K-Gay. Yeah. All right. When she spent the night with you,
yes,
were you nude?
Well, I will tell you what I told her at the front desk. I usually sleep in a nude, so I don't have any pajamas with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I did wear a T-shirt and underwear.
Oh.
But she had the lovely little flannel pajamas on, I must say.
Well, that I think it's very innocent sleepwear that you both were in. At any time when you crawled into bed next to a full-grown woman... Did you think about, hopping over to the other side for an evening?
No, it was way far away. It was really large. One of California kings.
And what about her giving you a Dutch oven?
Well, she kind of, farted and pulled the covers up. She said, oops, I farted. You know, it was pretty bad.
Is this what it sounded like?
Yeah. Yeah, coming out of those pillows, that's exactly what it sounded like.
That's more of the toilet sound. Here, how about this? It sound like this?
That would be more of the sound. And then the green gas that came with it.
Now, in the morning, after you guys... So obviously nothing happened at night.
No, I got up at 5... I had a wake-up call at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
All right, so when you woke up, and you got up, and you know, most guys, first thing in the morning, what they want to do is, you know, put their hand down there, scratch their balls.
Scratch their butt.
And most guys, when they wake up in the morning, have a boner.
Uh-huh.
And then dash off for, you know, a nice BM.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you did?
I went and took a shower. And then did the morning deed.
The what?
Then did the morning deed, and you know, that's exactly the right sound.
And she was still sleeping?
And she was still sleeping.
Was there any drool on her pillow?
No, but there was still snoring. He snores a lot, too.
Wow. She have big jugs?
Not really big. You know, she's a short little lady, you know, with short hair.
Did she have toilet paper in her ears?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what the heck that was all about.
From your snoring.
Is that what it was from?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew I snored. Maybe that's why I can't keep a boyfriend.
At any point, Joe, during the evening, did you give a thought to... rolling over in bed and putting a move on JJ?
No, because I knew she was married. I figured she's like a type. She reminds me of a short little dyke I know in Washington, D.C.
That's a compliment. So she could have physically hurt you if you did that.
Yeah, she could have hurt me all pretty bad.
Now, Joe, you just tell me something, because she was so defensive about this, and it seems to me that if you were really just wearing... a T-shirt and underpants, that would be nothing to hide. I mean, we said to her, was Joe naked? And she said, I'm not going to answer.
Well, she didn't look at me. She was looking the other way, pretty much so, when she was in bed first.
What kind of underwear did you wear?
I had boxers.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite.
Were your nuts hanging out at any point?
No. Mm-hmm. Little Joe, any Joe was not hanging.
Now, he's really digging this line of questioning right now.
He is, really.
Because this is as close as he'll get to sex with us.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Hey, Joe, you wouldn't want to have sex with us, would you, really?
No.
Really?
No, absolutely not. You are not my type.
Well, what is your type, Joe? You've been with all types of different guys.
My type is more European-looking, blondish, blue eyes.
I thought your type was walking upright.
True.
What about Charlie Broyhill? Would you bang Charlie Broyhill?
No, he's not my type. He's too short.
Is there anyone on the show?
There was one guy. Remember, he was attracted to Mikey Rockhead.
That's it. Mikey Rockhead.
Well, as the show, the makeup of the show now, is
the
there...
The current staff.
Is there, I mean, if you had to make a choice...
It wouldn't be anybody.
Listen. That's a great question.
He's trying to be nice.
Yeah. If you had to... God, I can't believe what a gay show this is.
Okay, I would throw Jeremy Coleman down and rape him. How's that?
No. He doesn't count. I'm talking about just the guys on the show. If you had to, would it be Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz... or Charlie?
Well, I would have to tell you none of you guys.
No.
You'd have to choose one. Like, you could only have sex with one of us, and it was okay, the only time, boyfriend. The last time you would have sex.
Lisa's boyfriend.
Oh, no, Nick. No. It has to be...
somebody on the show.
But let's get... I know how gay this sounds. Please don't tune out. Because this is an important answer that will lead to ridicule for someone.
Yes, for months to come.
I can't do that, guys.
Yes, Joe, please, if you had to,
okay.
Life or death... would you have sex with Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, or Charlie?
This will get me in trouble.
Just say it.
Okay, Charlie is more my type than anybody else.
Charlie! Yeah!
Charlie.
Good answer.
That's the right answer.
But that's I would not do Charlie.
We understand. We were doing it. It was purely hypothetical.
More of my type than the rest.
It was purely hypothetical, Joe. Right.
If you had to.
If I had to, that would be more of my type.
Right. If you had to.
Because.
Charlie, you're safe.
He's safe, of course. He just happens to look gayer than anybody on this show.
No, I don't think so either. Who do you think looks the gayest? Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, or Charlie?
That's a great question. If you were looking at appearances, just on appearances, who of all the people on the show, the guys on the show, would you say from a distance, had the most, just by appearances, had the most fag potential?
You're going to hate me. Rob A.
Yeah.
Why would we hate that?
And why would that be, Joe?
Because when we were in New York that time, I mean, we both picked out the heart-shaped carriage to carry us through Central Park.
No, you picked it out.
Right, hold on. That's based on personal time with Rob. Let's just say just a lineup.
Robbie, I would think more Robbie.
That's Robbie.
All right, and then if you were going to, line all of us heterosexual men on this show shoulder to shoulder, and taking appearances out of it, who do you think really would have the most potential to really be gay?
Oh, Lordy. That's a tough one.
It is.
Yes.
I'll have to think on that one.
No, we need the answer. We need the answer immediately.
I don't know. Let me see. I can't. Well, Robbie just had a baby. But, the guys had a baby. I'd say Robbie. Okay.
Well, Robbie, two categories.
Wow.
Winner again.
The winner.
You want to rethink that?
And now, I do, Robbie. I do.
And now, this is the one that's going to
win. Well, I think with Don dancing with a British man, that could be a possibility after a few drinks,
There you go.
Yeah.
But I got one more for you.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Charlie. The one guy it would repulse you to be with.
Very good.
And we will not be offended. The winner will not be offended by this.
Trust us.
Don, I would have to say you have that mean look.
I'm the winner. I'm the big winner.
I would have to say that because you got that look like you tie me up and leave me somewhere.
I love that.
That's what you mean.
Made me feel good about myself. Thank you. Mike, actually, I knew it was a toss-up, me or you.
Yeah, I know that. I understand. I miss
Mike is friendly.
Much.
Mike gets along with pretty much anybody. He's a good guy.
Yes, I do.
It's a coin flip there.
Wow. Hey, Joe, I know it was difficult for you to answer those questions.
Yes, it was.
We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being honest.
Well, thanks. You've never asked me that before, so, there you go.
All right. Thanks for telling us about JJ.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, she's a tough one.
We'll let you shake hands with Lisa's boyfriend, Nick, the next time we all
next
do
time out, okay.
Hey, but you should know this, Joe. You should know that when we were coming off the airplane last night, not that I was eavesdropping on Lisa's cell phone conversation, but there was an awful lot of I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and, you know, we've got our one-year anniversary coming up, Lisa right. and Vic, that's what they're saying back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
She was sure dropping the I love yous an awful lot.
Yeah, she wants that ring, you know how that goes.
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, she's got her claws into him.
Oh, she could tie him up. I'll bring her the handcuffs to let her borrow.
You might be getting married. No reason you can't sit next to him in the green room.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that at all.
All right, Joseph. Thank you for the honesty.
You're my pleasure, guys.
All right, get out of here.
Right, bye.
Goodbye.
You know, if you put those words together, he just said, "You're my pleasure."
I did put those words together.
Yeah.
You're my pleasure, Rob.
Well, there he is. Hey, Rob.
Two categories, Rob.
Right. Hey, but Charlie was.
Charlie was the one he wants to. If he had to.
Yeah. Like Joe hasn't thought about it endlessly.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, I've gotten that from Cheryl, too. I think it's my haircut.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl the big guy?
Maybe I need to do something with my haircut.
All right, Dan. Hey, listen, now, I've been playing these sound effects all day. The brand new Pull My Sugar CD.
Right.
And it's got some really great farts and some really great belches and some really great vomits on it. And this is not even available in stores yet.
Damn it.
We do have copies to give away. And I'd like to offer some free copies right now, okay? Here's how we're going to do this. We're going to play What's My Line, but we're going to do it different than we normally do, okay? We'd like people to call in, and you don't necessarily have to have a wacky or offbeat occupation.
It could be a normal job.
It could be a normal job, and here's how it'll work. We'll get someone on the phone to tell us a name and what city they're from.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have 20 questions for the four of us, me and you and him and him. Each of us will get 5 questions. We'll do round robin.
Very good.
At the end of 20 questions, we'll all put our heads together mm-hmm. and come up with a guess on what the person does for a living.
Very good.
If we're fooled, the person will win the Pull My Finger CD.
Like we can't guess what they do.
Yeah, right. If we guess incorrectly,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And, I mean, it would work fine if it was, a nutty, impossible job.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think even something, pedestrian, like a bank teller or a librarian, I mean, every job, if you only got 20 questions, is hard to figure out.
Yeah, very, very difficult to narrow it down, too. And it can be a very obscure job.
Okay? So if you want to play to try to win an advanced copy of the new Pull My Finger Part 2. Yeah, there's some of it right there.
Wow!
You want to be the call right now at 877-365-3636. We'll get a couple people on the phone and see how this works out. Oh, and hold on, I believe we have a song for Homo Joe and Rob. Hello?
Don and Mike.
You got a song already?
I got a song for you.
All right, go ahead.
One big gay guy had a farm, H-O-M-O Joe, and on this farm he had Rob A, H-O-M-O Joe, with a big head here and a big head there, here's a head, there's a head, everywhere's a gooey head. One big gay guy had a farm, H-O-M-O Joe.
Yeah.
Well, while I'm honored, remember, Joe chose Charlie.
That's true, but he did choose you in two different categories.
And with the way this guy sang, he might want to get down to that farm right now.
That's true. This soup tastes awful.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, guys.
Thanks for the song. Got a break. We'll try this What's My Line thing when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
They don't fum on her case, pile whistling. Don and Mike.
All right, well, I'm just on the phone with Rusty Wallace's manager.
How's he doing?
He's doing He's doing something right now. I don't know. The guy was very apologetic, right? And the guy, not Rusty Wallace, he doesn't know us from a goddamn hole in the wall. But the manager is a big listener of the show and said that he's sorry. And, I don't know. I was listening, half listening. And
they're very busy guys. You know, they really are. I mean, you know why they're busy? I'm on the train last night about this guy, Rusty Wallace, and I read this article they have on him because his new sponsor is Amtrak. So they've got a whole big feature on this guy.
Oh, he's not Miller Lite anymore?
He is Miller Lite, but he's also going to be Amtrak. They have lots of sponsors. These guys have more obligations than the average athlete because they have, you know, without the sponsors, they don't run their cars.
Well, I don't know if he was sucking off Amtrak today or if he was, drinking Miller Lite, whatever he was doing. But he's not available today. We think maybe tomorrow.
He might have been, having a cup of Mobile One.
Maybe he is.
Right.
Well, we're going to try What's My Line.
Yay.
And this is simply where folks with regular jobs will try to fool us, four regular guys, Don, Mike, Buzz, Robbie. And if we can't guess what you do in 20 questions,
right,
then we will give you an advanced copy of PullMyFinger2.com is the website.
Right.
Pull My Finger 2 is the brand new release, unreleased CD.
Very good.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's just start with, a guy, I guess.
A guy? Who is this guy?
This guy is Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hi there. Okay. Now, guys, we all got to work together on this. Robbie, get in position.
Right.
Okay? We work as a team on this.
You know, nobody does that better than me.
So here we go.
Team.
The order will be Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
First question. And do you think they should all be yes or no questions, or?
Yeah, I think that's the way. True,
to
false,
be, yes, fair
is pretty much that.
Okay.
That's the way What's My Line works when Wally Bruckner used to host it.
In your job, do you have regular... Bruckner, do you have regular 9-to-5 hours?
I sure do.
Okay.
He does.
Mike.
Dave.
Are you gay?
Not that I know of, no.
All right.
Okay.
You're going to F up the game with your personal agenda, Mike.
Maybe not.
Not if he's a florist.
Fairly sorry.
Do they pay you by the hour?
No, they do not.
He said he was not 9-to-5, right?
Right. Buzzy, so you work a white-collar job?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Back to me. Do you work in an office?
You betcha.
5 to Mike.
Dave, is your profession the butt of jokes?
I don't think so. No.
No. All right. That's flat fair. No. Robbie.
Would you classify your job as a fun job?
I like it. I think it's fun.
So that's yes?
That's yes.
Okay.
Buzzy.
Do you have the kind of job that involves a lot of contact with people, the public?
Yes, it is.
Do you work with your hands?
All the time.
Mike, do you have to wear a suit and tie?
Yes, I do.
10 down, 10 to go. Robbie.
You have to use a computer.
Yes, I do.
Buzz, do you handle money?
Money.
What?
No, I don't.
Did you have to have specialized college courses or training for this job?
No.
Mike, question 14.
Man, that threw me, the line that I was going down there. Do you work for the government?
No, I don't.
Robbie, question 15.
Do you make in excess of $65,000 a year?
Yes, I do.
Rob, that's sneaky, because that's the average Don and Mike listener.
Buzz to you.
Do you make decisions that can disappoint people?
Yes, I do.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Could be my I think it is my final question. Are you involved in finances?
No, I'm not.
Mike.
Are you involved in law enforcement?
What was that?
Are you involved in law enforcement?
No, I'm not.
Rob.
Are you involved in the law?
No, I am not.
Buzz, final question.
Do you work with food?
No, I don't.
Wow, we did not even come anywhere close.
We suck at this. We might have to cancel this game. We suck so bad. All right, but now we have to come up with a guess.
Okay.
Did you write down his answers?
Yes, I did. He's not a 9-to-5 worker. He's not gay. He doesn't get paid by the hour. He works in an office. They don't make many jokes about what he does. He says it's fun. He does work with his hands. He wears a suit and tie, uses a computer. He is not a government worker. He makes over $65,000 a year. He disappoints people, I believe he said he does. He's not financial. He's not in law enforcement, and he doesn't work with food.
My guess would be he's a video game designer.
Nope, that's not it.
Well, no. Thanks, you just gave us a free one because we get to discuss it among us.
So don't guess
that. Well, thanks, go right ahead. I'm happy to give you a free one.
Okay, thank you. Well, that would be my guess, and obviously it's wrong. Mike?
I'm going to say that the only thing he said definitively, the real definitive yes answer, was that he works with computers. And this area, is he calling from the Washington area?
Yeah, he's from D.C.
A lot of dot-comers around here. I'm going to say that he works for a dot-com company.
Dot-com? Robbie, what's your guess?
I'm inclined to agree with Mike because he did say he doesn't deal with finances, right?
Right.
I was thinking he was like a broker.
Right.
Or perhaps something in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
That would disappoint people, but if not finances, then a dot-com designer, sure.
Yeah, that's a designer. He works for a dot-com company.
But we asked him about finances so it wouldn't be the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Right. So dot-com.
Buzz? Because he works with people so much, that's why I lean to where I think he's a hotel worker, like at a front desk.
65 grand?
Could be a manager.
Yeah, 65 grand wouldn't pay for it.
Not even for a manager?
Yeah, manager makes a lot of money.
Nice hotel?
All right, then we're either going to have to go with hotel or dot-com as our guess.
Mm.
And he wasn't gay?
I'm kidding.
No.
Where do you want to go with, fellas? All those in... Do you want to do it that way? All those in favor?
Yeah.
I'll say dot-com.
Dot-com?
Yeah.
Hotel.
Hotel.
Okay, I'll go to dot-com.
I think we're wrong anyway.
Yeah, I think we're all wrong.
All right, I'll go with the dot-com also. We think you work in a dot-com office.
Nope. I'm a human resources director for a consulting firm.
He's a headhunter, basically. Right?
I mean, you get the bastard that hires and fires people.
Well, we're personnel.
Personnel director.
I was almost going to say F you, right? But, yeah, you got to...
I've heard that before.
You've got to dumb it down so that it's an explanation that we all understand.
And I bet he does disappoint people.
Oh, yeah.
So you hire and fire people.
Oh, yeah. I have no soul. It's clear.
I have no soul.
All right, well, congratulations.
You have there you go. Enjoy.
Fantastic.
An advanced copy of Pull My Finger Part 2.
I'm so happy to get this. I've been waiting for the second one to come out.
They should call that number 2.
number 2, right.
Hold on a second, please.
Thank you.
Wow, either this is a really tough game or we're really dumb.
I think it's a tough game.
Yeah.
I think 20, you said it yourself, 20 questions is not, and we haven't really figured out a formula.
Right.
You know, and maybe we'll get better as we go on, but I strongly doubt it.
Let's try it with a guy from Kansas.
All right.
Hello, Bob, because I believe that the occupations are rather limited out there. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Paul.
All right, Paul?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Paul. Do you have to wear a suit and tie to work every day?
No.
No. Mike?
Do you work in any area of agriculture?
No.
Rob?
Do you work in the world of travel?
No, sir.
Buzz?
Are you involved in manufacturing?
No.
Back to me. Are you in management?
No.
Mike?
Do you work in the recreation field?
No.
Robbie?
Do you make in excess of $50,000 a year?
Reportable? Well, let's say no.
Clue.
Okay, reportable.
No.
Got you, Buzzy.
Do you make things? Do you build things?
Make?
No.
Okay.
You work in finance?
Yes.
Right there.
Finance. Mike, do you?
Do you work in the area of banking?
No.
Robbie?
Do you make a majority of your money through commission?
Yes.
Do you do most of your work in dealing with people?
Yes.
Does your work involve investments?
Yes.
We might close this bastard down.
Mike, do you give people advice?
Yes.
Robbie.
In an average day, do you piss people off?
As much as they piss me off.
It's not a yes or no, sir.
Okay, do I piss them off?
Okay, let me rephrase it. Do you disappoint people on a regular basis?
Yes.
Buzz,
are you a broker of any kind?
Yes.
Well, that's it. Well, there are lots of kinds.
Well, no, but
I mean,
he's a broker.
Buzz,
we won.
Okay.
He's a broker. You're a broker, right?
And that's the way we should play it. If somebody gets it during the 20 questions, I think we can guess.
Yeah.
Are we
plus
right?
He wins.
You don't need to shout.
You're a stockbroker, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Very good.
No cheating for you.
We won.
Hey.
You got it. We won.
As soon as Don said investments, it was, you know, it was amazing. He's either a financial planner or a stockbroker.
We got one.
Yay.
Carsey could have been a venture capitalist.
Commodities.
Good for us. We got one.
Yeah, especially out in Kansas,
right.
All the pork belly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, no farts for you.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Big-time Kansas stockbroker.
All right. One more.
Okay, just
very
one
good.
More,
because we're one for one now.
Yay.
One for one.
Good job, boys.
Yeah.
All right. We've got it honed. We've got it refined.
It only took 16 questions or so.
Let's go to Mark, Stockton, California. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Great.
Okay, here we go. First question. Do you have to wear a suit?
No.
No.
Mike, do you work in agriculture?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I do. Sometimes.
Okay.
Hmm.
But, you know, you got to be definitive, though. Sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, Robbie.
An average day, do you sweat?
Every day.
Ooh.
Buzz.
So yours is a blue-collar job?
Yes.
Do you work outside?
Yes and no.
So both?
Yes.
Five down. Mike.
Do you work in some area of farming?
Yes and no.
I think we might have already beaten him if he works in farming.
We can narrow it down.
No, well, it's not really yes and no. You'll.
I hate yes and no.
Okay, no.
Rob,
do you sell supplies to farms?
No, I don't.
Buzz, do you work in a warehouse situation?
Yes.
Are you around animals?
No.
Mike,
are you a warehouse employee?
No.
You're going to be in big trouble if it turns out.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Well, okay.
Where are we going? Where are we getting the
hey,
call?
Hey, I'm sure that he's not trying anything tricky. Are you a warehouse owner?
No, I'm not.
Buzz, do you drive a truck?
Pickup count as a truck?
Yes.
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 Only if it's job related.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you make deliveries?
No.
Mike, does your work involve livestock?
No.
Buzzy, does your work involve feed?
No.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait.
If your work involves feed, then it involves livestock.
True.
I don't come in contact with the animals.
That doesn't matter.
But the feed is for the livestock.
Uh-huh. But I don't work with the feed.
Does your job involve being a jackass?
That's what my wife calls me every day.
God bless you.
Right, we got five more to go.
Okay.
Five more to go. When you come home at night, do you smell of whatever product it is that you are working with?
Yes.
Mike.
All right, so you don't come in contact with livestock, but you do come in contact with feed. Does your work involve grain?
At times, yes.
We've got this guy pegged. I mean, we are.
He works in a warehouse. He's a he works in a warehouse
like
with
I would say grains.
See, we don't know. We really haven't narrowed it down.
Rob's
that's
close.
General area.
We're Rob's so close, though. Rob, go ahead.
Do you deal at all with fertilizer?
At times, yes.
Buzz,
do you earn a sales commission?
No, I don't.
I got the last question. Do a lot of your friends find you as annoying as we're finding you?
Yes, matter of fact, they do.
Yes. All right. Then we've got to make an educated guess, then.
He's a farmer. No, but he works in a warehouse.
He works in farm supplies.
Right. Fertilizer, seed, occasionally feed.
He might, like, be a low-level management guy.
Or he might be a shop foreman in a feed warehouse in a warehouse that stores agricultural supplies.
Buzz, what do you think?
Well, he said he didn't deliver things, and yet he drives a truck. Like you said, he said he was associated with feed, but then he said he, you know, not part of agriculture.
You don't have to get the exact job title, but if I think we narrow it down to the fact that he works in an agricultural supplies, like a Southern
right.
State
mm-hmm.
store.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, let's go with that.
House.
Agricultural supplies. That's what we think you do.
Like a Southern, we have them out here, they're called Southern States.
What do you do?
I am a industrial rubber installer. I install conveyor belts.
We are totally wrong.
We're totally wrong. He wins.
You win.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I got the first CD to go with the second one now.
All right. Yeah.
He installs those conveyor belts in every place.
Right.
Right. Everywhere.
Okay. All right. A industrial rubber installer.
Yeah.
Beat us fair and square.
Right. And that means congratulations.
Thank you.
You are among the first to own an advanced copy of Pull My Finger 2.
He was a smart guy.
Yeah.
The first one got me so many people laughing so hard, I pull up next to people and play the first one out loud.
Yeah. It's an album you'll love.
All right. Enjoy the CD, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you. You know, even though we're pretty dumb guys, I think we did good. We got one out of two.
Never would have gotten that last one. No one would have ever gotten
it. How are we supposed to get that? Right. But I guess that's the whole point of the dumb game.
Absolutely.
Right. Is this the guy called in and got it?
Who's this guy?
This guy. You don't want this guy.
Forget about it.
You don't like this guy.
This guy.
Just listen, I think, I was positive we had, I am feeling ill.
Oh.
Excuse me.
You know the thing about that, those sound effects? It's not landing on anything porcelain.
Excuse me. Oh, God, excuse me. I'm sorry.
That sound called Thursday Night in Manhattan.
Oh, my God. Oh. You know what? That feels better.
We're getting it here on our headphones, but let me tell you something. In a small car on a hot day?
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh.
Jesus.
Wow. Oh.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Wow.
Hey, Ma, what's for dinner tonight?
A calamari. Mr. Geronimo, your chowder's ready.
Oh, Mike, hold on. I'm sorry. Not only am I puking.
Right.
Oh, but my God, I got it coming out the other end. Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is not good. Oh. Oh. Hi, Rosie. Oh. Oh, Lord. It burns.
Do you think when they were recording... Did they high-five each other after they get one like
you
that?
You know they did.
Way to go, Vinny. Get Vinny back in here. High-five for Vinny.
Listen, we got to do a break.
Welcome to Dulles Airport.
Yeah.
They are great.
Oh, God damn it. 8 o'clock in the morning, Dulles International Airport, everybody.
They are great. Call 100 time. Oh, first we got a girl who didn't get to play the game wants to tell us what she did for a living. Right? Peggy?
Yes, hi.
Want to see if we can get it in two? You and me with two guesses?
No, we're running too late.
Okay, all right.
Peggy, what do you do?
I'm a lactation consultant.
Ah, never would have gotten
it. You're a what?
Lactation consultant teaches
yes.
women how to breastfeed.
Yeah. Oh,
gotcha. Right. We never would have gotten it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Clear them out, Lisa. I was going to call number 100 right now, try to give away some more money with the secret sound. This is not the secret sound.
And that is not the sound of a lactation consultant.
That's a yeah. secret.
That's a good new CD, man.
It is.
That's a good one. We'll keep giving them away. We only got about 100 of them. 877-365-3636. Secret sound for $100. Excuse me, $500.
Wow.
Lies straight ahead.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will bless the pot whenever the f*** I please.
Full of double entendre, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call 100 going here. We'll give away some money with the secret sound. I had a guy calling a couple hours ago and just won the secret sound. He was getting all pissy drunk. Oh, he had such a good time. He upgraded his vodka and he was feeling no pain. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Oh, my Peter.
Hey.
Pete Johnson, stop that.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Hey, Peter?
Stop that, Pete.
That's ridiculous.
We apologize. Hi, what's your name?
Diane.
Diane, hi. Where are you calling from?
Salisbury, Maryland.
Diane, your call 100.
Great.
Yes, Diane.
Your puzzy smells like garbage.
Hey, stop Pete. That.
Listen, we apologize. That's our engineer, Pete Johnson.
Can you please forgive us for Pete?
I think so.
All right.
Thank you.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
Hey, stop it, Peter.
Peter.
Listen, you've won the Sopranos prize pack.
Great.
Don't miss The Sopranos, Sunday night at 9 on HBO, soundtrack in stores now. Well, are you listening to us on 96 Rock?
Yes.
That's great. I love that station.
It's my left ball, dimwit.
Hey,
hey.
Peter, knock it off.
Come on.
I like the station. You stop it, please?
He's so obnoxious today. He just won't shut up.
Christ. And you know who called in today and really said that she hated him?
Mm-hmm.
It was your mom, Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your mom called up and said she found him offensive.
I didn't know that.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
That's it. Step outside, Peter.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
Hey, Peter, I don't like the way you're talking. Who the hell are you, man?
Smell my hog.
Hey.
Your bait.
Hey. Enough of that.
Listen, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Diane.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Peter, that is, we have a guest on the line,
behave.
And that is completely obnoxious.
Go fist yourself, hey. Pimple ass.
Hey.
He's not listening.
Hey, now listen. I don't mind you talk that way to me and Mike. Don't you talk that way to this girl on the phone.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Peter, your behavior is completely unacceptable. I won't accept it anymore, Pete Johnson.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Hey! Hey, Pete, I'm not going to take it from you either, old man.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
Hey!
Hey, hey, hey. Pete, if you won't listen to them, listen to me. Stop it.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
No respect.
Rob, why don't you give it a try?
Rob, try to communicate with Peter. He's just he's completely out of control.
Give it a try.
Pete, chill out. Have a brownie.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
Oh, well, that's nice.
He doesn't like anybody.
Please listen to me. Please.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Oh, Pete.
Peter, can you listen to reason? I think I'm one of your friends up here, okay?
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Hey. Pete.
He hurts.
Pete.
Hurts because he loves.
Don't you remember the time that we got together? We had that wonderful meal when we ate together?
Eat my bung, dickweed.
Pete, I tell you what. You be nice, and we'll help you clean out the garage.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Buzz, wow. Make some sense. Talk some sense into it. Pete, we're going to have to take away your ham and cheese sandwich.
Pete?
Hey, I think that did it.
Pete?
Smell my hog.
No.
Clear bait.
Oh, dear. I thought that would do it.
All right. Listen, honey, you want to play the game?
Sure.
Okay, we have a secret sound number 4, a common everyday sound. We'll play it for you now. Give us a sound, and you'll win $500, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Listen, just say hi to Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Your puzzy smells like garbage.
Peter! Stop it.
Incorrigible.
Stop. Try insulting him one time. I want to tell you something. He looks like Joe Paterno from Penn State. See if that...
Like Floyd the Barber.
Tell him he's an old man.
You're an old man.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Hey!
No, I didn't do it either.
Stop that, Pete.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Hey, Peter. Pete.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
That's it.
All right.
I've had it with you, Pete.
Pete, knock it off.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. You try to talk a little sense into him.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
Tickle your own Duke, Peter.
Go F yourself,
hey,
douchebag.
Hey, don't talk that way to Mikey. Shut up, Pete.
Go F yourself.
Hey, now knock it off.
And you just don't care anymore, do you, Pete?
Go F yourself.
Oh, now listen to what? You say the same thing over and over, right? Go F yourself.
Go F yourself.
Go F yourself. Go F yourself.
I'll F myself. I'll F you up is what I'll do, Pete Johnson.
Can you say anything else?
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
That's it. That's it. This conversation is going to be over pretty soon.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
That's disgusting. Disappointed.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
What are you doing? I didn't think
eat
you were...
my bung.
Right.
Dickweed.
Oh, he won't listen.
Oh, Pete. Shut up,
go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
Well done. Oh, Pete Johnson.
Oh, Pete. Chill out, Pete.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Okay,
Pete.
Ma'am, you're going to play for $500 now. We're going to play you the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings live.
Shania Twain.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There is the sound.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Hey, you're not playing the game, Pete. Identify the sound, win $500. If you win the money, it's courtesy Main Street Title.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Queer bait. For $500, what is the sound?
Tearing a sheet of paper in half.
Tearing a sheet of paper in half?
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Hey!
No, it's not
necessary.
Please. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. But don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
It's a clue for you.
It's my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Hey, and thank you for listening, and we're very sorry about Pete.
No problem, thanks.
Pete, listen, say something nice to the lady before we hang
up.
Please.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
No. He's just not capable of it.
He won't stop. Thanks for listening.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Pete?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
I know. It's time for news and comments now.
Yes. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, and Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Tom Cruise sues a gay guy.
Ooh. Really? When he sue himself?
No.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
That was very
professional. Queer bait.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show. I'll go on record with this. I don't mind telling you. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for the news of the comment show with Buzz now. Brought to you by Egars.com. Visit Egars.com for great deals on Hoyo de Monterey, Excalibur, and Punch 5-packs. 5 premium cigars, as little as $15.95. Order online, call 877-81-EGARS. Hold on, Buzz. Hello.
All right.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
What's up, buddies?
Hi.
My girlfriend and I were just listening to the show, and she got up and turned it off right after she ran to the bathroom and puked all over the place.
She actually got violently ill by listening to our throw-up sounds?
She's actually pregnant right now.
Oh.
So you completely pushed her over the edge. But what I'm wondering, I can get a hold of one of those CDs because... Whenever she starts going off on her pregnant hormonal stuff, I'm really wondering if I can have one of those so that I can send her to the bathroom.
Hey, here's an idea Father Knows Best. Why not put a ring on her finger?
Not a ring on her finger. I actually mean Beyonce. We are 1 week engaged.
You are what?
We've been engaged for 1 week now.
So your intentions are good.
What does the bastard child do?
The child is due December 22nd.
December 22nd.
Do you plan on marrying her before that?
I do. June 23rd or 30th. We're still trying to work it out.
Well, I think you'll make that wedding day if you're assisting her morning success in this way.
Those are exactly the sounds we love to hear.
All right, I tell you what, you marry her so your child is not a nameless bastard.
You got it.
And I'll give you the CD.
Thank you very much.
You got to marry her first, though.
You know it.
Okay.
You know it.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
Because I'm old school like that.
Yeah.
We'll never hear from this guy again.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Well, there we go. There, how's everybody's dinner right now?
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Be careful what you say. Tom Cruise is suing a gay porn actor for $100 million.
Really? That's a tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Cruise claims, the porn actor claims that he and Tom had an affair that wrecked Tom's marriage to Nicole Kidman.
It wrecked him.
Chad Slater, also known as Kyle Bradford.
It wrecked him. Get it? R-E-C-T-U-M.
Wreck him. Sold the story to a French magazine, and the story was later republished in Spain. Cruise's lawsuit says he's straight and that there's not a germ of truth to the story. That's a quote. It also says he's never even met this Slater. Slater says Cruise also used a phony name to arrange their first encounter, Tom Finnegan. But
right.
Slater says he was...
Sure he didn't use the name Rob Spiewak?
Slater says he was shocked when Tom Cruise actually entered the room.
I'm shocked.
Slater offers erotic wrestling encounters to men through his website.
Erotic wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to inquire about the erotic wrestling.
Hello. Welcome into the Rumpus Room.
Fantastic. Will we be using any baby oils, jellies, foodstuffs?
Tom Cruise. But well, Jerry Maguire.
He's still my beating heart. You had me at hello.
Hetero news. Supermodel Nikki Taylor came through today's surgery well enough. Doctors went in again today to examine her liver and her lungs, which may have also been damaged in this week's car wreck. She's still in critical. Today's surgery lasted several hours, but her family says she fared well. Earlier today, she spoke for the first time since the accident.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
She doesn't sound like herself. She greeted her family.
No. Here's the tape of Nikki Taylor talking.
Speaking, all right.
You want to set this up, Buzz? Or?
The Nikki Taylor spoke for the first time since the accident today.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
She is feeling better.
There she is.
Wow.
Greeted her family and asked nurses for some water.
Would you mind helping me?
And she said this.
She had a lot to say. She didn't tell the ghoul was just at a car wreck or a... Well, it was a bad
car
wreck.
Right.
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
You know, it's great. I'm so glad she's pulled through because it allows the comedy gates to open a little bit wider.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you. Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
You're the patient. Doctors say it could still be weeks before they know whether she'll survive her injuries.
Oh, and here's a quote from her doctor.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Oh, that's not the right attitude.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I had no idea it was so big.
Wow. Smell my hog, queer bait.
George Harrison.
You know, the skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Pete visits Nikki at the hospital.
Pretty good conversation. Okay, Buzz, I know you have real news. What else?
Well, George Harrison, he's just survived cancer surgery. The former Beatle had a growth on one of his lungs. His lung was punctured by a man who broke into his house in London 2 years ago. No word on whether there's any connection. Harrison's people say the operation done here in the U.S. was a complete success.
Hello!
And that Harrison has made an excellent recovery. They say he's in the best of spirits and now vacationing in Italy.
Mm. You know, did you see yesterday when I took the copy of USA Today, and there was a picture of Angela Lansbury,
right?
And I drew a Beatle haircut on her.
And you turned her into Paul McCartney.
It was amazing. I swear to God, she looks just like Paul McCartney.
Fantastic.
And Buzz, you know, this is one of the few times that we'll break in and say, we do have a tape of George Harrison.
Right.
Because we actually,
true.
We have a real tape of George Harrison.
Yeah, I was, this is many moons ago.
Wow. Here he is, George Harrison.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
No. We were backstage at the Princess Trust concert, that's what he had to say.
Here he is.
Hi, I'm George Harrison. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and I'm sure they never play my records either. Right. Play some of my records, and maybe I will listen to it.
There he is.
There he is. Then he went off with Pete Johnson.
Pickle the Duke, useless prick.
He liked him.
Yeah.
How would you like working in an office where the thermostat set at 78 degrees?
I'd hate it, Buzz.
Especially if it's a government job.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
President Bush has ordered federal buildings in California to jack the thermostat up to 78 and to shut off the escalators.
Nice, Bush.
Man, that is cold.
The president's way of helping California through its ongoing energy crisis. This comes just after Vice President Cheney said America cannot rely on conservation to solve its energy problems.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
Yeah, take a coffee break, you clock out. And he also says the rest of the country may soon face the rolling blackouts we've seen in California, especially if we don't open up more land for drilling.
Drilling.
Conservationists say more drilling won't make much difference except to the environment.
Drilling.
Why don't you take off my clothes?
I could stop and do that.
Nikki Taylor, hold on. We've got to break.
Got a minute here.
Be right back, Buzz.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
America's premier sex jesters, Don and Mike.
And now once again, here's Guy Birdley.
19 Washington, D.C. cops have been relieved of their regular duties after allegedly sending emails that were either racist, sexist, homophobic, or some combination of those. They cannot be fired without due process, so they'll do desk work for now, jobs that will keep them away from the public. A lieutenant, a sergeant, and 17 officers are in the first group to be investigated. The chief says some of them may be fired.
Chief? They're going to be fired.
All told, the police chief says there are about 21,000 ugly emails in the system sent on squad car computers meant to be used only for official police business.
Well, I'm ready for you, Chief. Chief! Moved up and ready, Chief.
One lawmaker says that if the big airlines had put as much money and effort into improving service,
that they put into fighting the improvements, we'd all be better off. Lawmakers don't think the airlines have done enough quickly enough to make some basic improvements, so the lawmakers are proposing that airlines provide food and water and restrooms by law to passengers stranded on a delayed plane, and that they let passengers leave airplanes that are still on the tarmac more than an hour after scheduled takeoff.
What are they all uptight about? I think deregulation worked.
How long were we on the tarmac last night?
About 45 minutes before we finally took off.
It's a pisser because you wait in line up at LaGuardia for 40 minutes to get on the plane.
All based on traffic, right?
Yeah, and then you get on the plane, and it appears you're going to leave on time, and the pilot gets on, and he says, and this kills me, hi, everybody, we are currently number 15 for takeoff.
A little bit of traffic up here at LaGuardia. We're currently number 15 for takeoff. Sit back, relax. About 40 minutes until we take off. Enjoy.
When did you land?
When do we land?
But really about 15 minutes later than scheduled, because they allow an hour for that 38-minute flight.
No. Actually, the plane was... It's supposed to leave at 8:30, and it's a 38-minute flight.
Right, but if you look at your ticket, they say, and this is how they cover themselves. They say arrival time 9:30. They allow an hour for that 38-minute flight.
We arrive at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, at 10 p.m. we got there.
Right.
Yeah. However, I just want to say I would give Delta props.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out the way. I don't know what one of you guys told me. It was Rob or Buzz or Charlie. When they come around with a drink cart,
right?
Say, hi, I'd like a can.
Right.
Of Diet Coke.
That's my tip. Right.
Is that your tip, Buzz?
Yeah, and it works.
It works.
And the other tip is they never give you half a beer. For a beer.
Yeah, there you go.
Because on the Delta Shuttle, you ask for a Diet Coke, they give you that symbol, the NyQuil cap, with two ice cubes, and they pour, like, just two drops of Diet Coke in.
My train was half an hour early.
Oh.
Really?
Yes, it was.
That's good. Go F yourself, douchebag.
You tell him, Pete.
Yes, sorry.
You know, the first...
He was the GB Flyer.
Golden boy.
Here we are, early again.
Well, the first clue was that nothing was said. If you remember, before the pilot spoke, it was very quiet for a very long time, and I think that's one of the most common complaints among people about the airlines, is they don't tell us what's going on. So the lawmakers are proposing these changes, and now lawmakers say the airlines have put a lot of time and money into lobbying and fighting against the new regulations.
Of course.
Reporters from 6 TV networks will have to decide among themselves which 2 of them will watch the Timothy McVeigh execution.
I vote for the girl with the big nipples who was just hired by CNN.
McVeigh is set to die in 2 weeks for the deadly Oklahoma City bombing. No network TV cameras will be allowed at the execution, and officials are only letting in 2 network TV correspondents.
Yeah, here's the guy that I vote for.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Good choice.
Lou Waters.
They've told the networks to decide which reporters will get the assignment.
Lou Dobbs!
Lou Dobbs!
All told, 200 people will see the execution. That's the biggest audience for an American execution since the last public hangings 64 years ago.
Anybody like me? I vote for Stone Phillips.
I like to see Stone there. Yeah, absolutely. I like
very
to
handsome.
See Stone anywhere.
Big dope. Last night, Nightline played audio tapes of some executions from the 80s and 90s. That is a network TV first. A vegetarian is suing McDonald's for millions, accusing the company of secretly lacing its French fries with beef fat. Lard makes food taste better, but Americans have practically cut it out of their diets in the last 30 years.
Stupid idea.
But this vegetarian got hold of an email from McDonald's that verifies its suppliers use tiny amounts of beef flavoring in the oil. McDonald's advertises that it uses, and I quote, pure vegetable oil when cooking its famous fries. McDonald's says it never claimed it offers vegetarian food and that ingredient information is available to anyone who asks for it.
Oh, come on. It beats getting a finger or a chicken head.
The suit was filed by a Seattle man whose religion is Hindu. He says he filed the suit on behalf of the 15 million vegetarians.
I distinctly taste a little piece of beef fat. These French fries have been cooked in the oil of a fat cow.
He's suing on behalf of folks who may have unknowingly eaten beef products.
I worship the cow. I worship the damn cow.
I know you do, you bass ackwards Hindu.
You tell them I want only vegetable oil, ass munch.
Hold on, we'll be right back, bud.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
You have no brain.
Edit. 4, 3, 2, 1.
They live by
by the ass and die by the ass. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Once again, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I will mention that tonight is the final vote on Survivor, but I won't dwell on it. After 20 years, Alex Trebek has shaved off his mustache.
Oh, thank God he's got such a beautiful, handsome face.
Where's our Trebek tape?
He did it during the lunch break between tapings of the last Jeopardy episodes of the season.
Oh, he's so daring.
The studio audience was reportedly shocked when they saw the clean-shaven Alex return to the stage.
Oh, Alex, Alex, Alex.
Jeopardy producers say it was a last-minute, spur-of-the-moment decision by Trebek. They say they were just as surprised as anyone. Episodes with the clean-shaven Alex are supposed to run in late September.
Game show host for 1,000. Who is the biggest prick? Who is Alex Trebek?
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and yeah,
son of a bitch.
Huh?
Wait, I think I'll lose it.
Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting.
Start
There's
cutting.
A daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars, 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 and dollars.
It's great. What a great pick.
The real Alex Trebek.
Son of a bitch. Somebody going to tell me why? Here's a little hint.
Did he flip him off?
Yeah.
Pick up. Take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000. $50,000. $25,000. $50,000. $100,000.
Dollars.
Dollars. Dollars. Dollars. Dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. You.
Alex.
You. You.
Oh, God.
And them, too.
Great tape of Alex Trebek. The real Alex Trebek.
Yeah. The real Alex Trebek.
Nobody was happier than Regis Philbin to see the ratings for Weakest Link drop like a rock this week.
I watched him yesterday.
You saw this then?
Yeah. I'm going to ruin your story, but we can't wait to
do
that. He comes out first thing. He's sitting there with Kelly Ripa, and he goes, good morning, it's Wednesday, May, or whatever it was. He goes, and he goes like to page 87 of the New York Post, and he holds up the headline that says, The Weakest Link got beat in the ratings.
Right.
And he goes, goodbye.
Right. God. Regis. And you know, yes.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You know, when you're walking through Times Square, and I don't mind the jumbotrons, but when you see his mug up there, like when we were going to dinner the other night, it's like,
hi, hello there, here's my giant alien head.
Well, although Millionaire's audience has also shrunk, it's still a top 10 show. Regis's co-host Kelly Ripa said on yesterday's show, she's a mean lady, to which Regis replied, no, she's all right, she's just doing her job.
Which do you hate more, the big picture of Regis on Times Square or the big picture of Bobby Flay?
Hey, Bobby Flay, all right!
Bottled water is a big waste of money and natural resources, according to a new report from conservation scientists in Switzerland.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Pete likes his bottled water.
I guess so. The group says bottled water, though, is often no healthier or safer to drink than tap water, even though it costs up to 1,000 times as much.
You know, I've always maintained that that's the biggest scam of the world. Well, first off, you know this. Evian spelled backwards is naive.
Right.
That somewhere, they're just taking the giant bottles of Evian.
Uh-huh.
They got a garden hose hooked up to some guy's house in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And they're just filling up bottle after bottle of that water. That Mike is paying $3 a bottle for the big 2-liter variety.
The group says half the time the bottled water does have minerals and salts not found in tap water, but they say that doesn't mean it's better for you. They point out that bottled water requires a lot more energy and fuel to get from its source to your mouth.
Don, my vegetables grow bigger and my teeth have never been whiter.
The group says that even in areas with contaminated water, it's cheaper to boil or filter your own.
One more, but Buzz, I got to tell you about the biggest scam I heard about
what?
When we were in New York. A guy was telling me, saying, Some dude on the street,
right,
when I was buying a bottle of water, said, "Have you bought the oxygen water?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No." And he said that they are now selling, at least in New York, mm-hmm, I don't know if it's around the country or not, water that has extra oxygen in it.
Oxygenated water.
Yes, and rather than pay $1.99 a bottle for water,
mm-hmm,
it cost $3 a bottle. And I said, so it's what is it, like a bottle that has water three-quarters of the way up and then just air?
And then shake it up. Yeah.
And he said, no, he said it's...
Oh, Charlie, they actually shoot the water into the bottle and makes fizzy bubbles. It'll make you float up to the top of the silo, Charlie.
Water with oxygen in it. I don't get it, but he said it's better. It's supposed to make you feel more peppy.
Yeah, absolutely. I drink it all the time.
Oh, really?
And I feel peppier, and it's better tasting than the Evian.
You do not. You've never had oxygen water.
No, I have not.
No, you haven't.
I was telling a lie.
I know you were.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
The new dress code for Canadian high school students is so vague. One student showed up this week wearing nothing but Post-it notes. The new code addresses, and I quote, apparel being too low cut, see-through, too tight, strapless, narrow strap, sleeveless, bra showing, backless, midriff showing, inappropriate, offensive or gang-related logo or language, or dirty and tattered.
Eh?
Quoting one student, we're not allowed to wear tight clothes and we're not allowed to wear loose clothes. What are we supposed to wear? Others say you'd have to be from an Amish farm to have the right wardrobe. The school official says our basic rule is when it becomes distracting to the learning environment, we have to address that.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Let me. I see all the phones ringing. Let me see if it's about this goddamn oxygen water. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? No, it's not. Hello, Don and Mike.
I think it's people trying to win a prize.
Hello, Don and Mike.
But we're on that incredible delay.
I know, I still think it's people, early birds, trying to win a prize.
Yeah, you're probably right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, just want to let the guys know that, unfortunately, that water is produced in West Virginia. It's called H3O.
Is it a real thing, oxygen water?
Yes, it is.
H3O would mean it has extra hydrogen, and then it would be, like, unstable, wouldn't it?
Right, right. See, that's
West Virginia.
Makes you want to suck your balls.
That's why they actually call it H3O. But it is kind of funny that they produce it in West Virginia, which you wouldn't exactly think of as a great place for water.
Nonsense. That's where Matt Stout comes from.
What is the come on with oxygen water?
West Virginia would have great water up in their mountains.
What do you get extra from oxygen water?
Well, you get actually, it's like the oxygen bars in California. It's the places that they, you know, believe that when you breathe extra oxygen, you're healthier. And you have better mind processes.
I use just now the tape on the bridge of my nose.
Oh, breathe right?
Yeah, that helps me get more oxygen.
All right. Well, thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you, guys. Time now for a call. 1-800-877-365-3636. Be assertive. Be the 100th caller right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show. God freaking damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Now, listen, tomorrow, I think Rusty Wall is going to make a phone call up to us.
Hope so.
The NASCAR dude.
Hope so.
Also, tomorrow, Charles Stossel. Macho Bureau movie reviewer.
Right.
And on the brand new Low Budget Jeopardy for you tomorrow.
Yay.
Now, once again, here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, nobody really believes the New York Jets will move to L.A. if they don't get a new stadium. But New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he won't just ignore the threat. The team wants to move from New Jersey to the west side of Manhattan. Quoting Giuliani, I'd love to see the Jets come to New York, but right now they're in Jersey, and my first responsibility is to work things out with the Yankees and the Mets. Los Angeles is reportedly more interested in winning back the Raiders than it is in luring the Jets. The Chicago Cubs have fined pitcher Julian Tavares for making a remark about San Francisco fans. Tavares used a profanity and a word derogatory to gays after Saturday's game against the Giants. That's the one. The Cubs say that's offensive and unacceptable, and the front office says it's sending Tavares to sensitivity training.
That's not one of the brother you have in. Must Tavares be missing brothers. An angel. Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. We don't know how much
it only takes a minute, girl,
to fall in love.
Fag!
We don't know how much he's being fined, but the Cubs say the money will go to charity.
That was good choreography that you did right there.
Up in the air, all folks.
Yeah, come down.
Tavares is already serving a 5-game suspension for being part of a bench-clearing brawl during spring training.
Tavares, boy, amazing when people choose two careers. You know, great musicians.
Yeah. Finally.
Who done it?
There you go.
Man. I mean, I do know a lot of Tavares.
You went into the, you went deep into the Tavares.
You
went
into the Tavares.
And don't forget the cover version of More Than a Woman.
Oh, really?
Yes, right. They had the original version of More Than a Woman.
It's some wild stuff.
You know when that song first came out, my wife swore. Right. Frida swore that they were singing Four Letter Woman.
Really?
And we would be in the car driving around to get
Four Letter Woman.
Four Letter Woman.
Boy, can she cuss.
Finally, a 320-pound British bloke who works at a meat factory.
Bugger off, I'm full.
Has been sentenced to community service for doing a belly flop on a coworker.
I couldn't eat another bite.
Andrew Baldry, also known as Honey Monster.
I'll have the lot in a bucket with eggs on top.
Flopped onto a 140-pound man while three other co-workers held the little guy down. The little guy got cracked ribs from the experience. Honey Monster says he didn't dive. He says he was pushed.
Eat my bung.
Right.
Dickweed.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yes, no! Got to go. Tomorrow with the all-new episode, Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Follow 100, Del Barrel.
Yes, hi, what's your name?
Peter Benigna.
What? Come on, well, what's
He's
your
trouble?
Name?
Steve.
Forget it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good move.
It was something good. It was like Dick goes in here or something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
And it was trouble from the beginning, so he said something nasty at the beginning. Hello?
I'm the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Wichita.
Johnny, you won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the Sopranos. Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO. Soundtrack in stores now. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
1 week from tomorrow night, we'll be in Portland with the live Las Vegas style show. Listen to WZAN Radio for more information or listen to Pete Johnson. Here's Mike with a public service announcement.
The AKS Massage School is proud to announce their first seated massage-a-thon. It benefits the Lupus Foundation of Greater Washington Sunday, May 6th, and that's from 11 a.m. until 7 in the evening if you like your massages late. Find them under the glass dome at the Dulles Town Center. Enjoy a relaxing seated massage and donate to this worthy cause.
All right, that's it. We got to go.
You can't spell dome without dooming.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie, throw that Santa Claus out of the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice.